Blog Talk Radio.
A new strength and a
a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the God Pillar 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today with the prophecy I received earlier. And what is today? I think today is the 11th, but let me look. Okay, I have it in my phone. March 11th, 2022. All right, come back now. Okay, there we go. Okay, so join me in the King James Version Bible. I'm going to be in the book of Ecclesiastes, starting at, let's see, well, not starting at, I shouldn't say that, chapter 12, verse 14. Now, I was hearing this prophecy yesterday all day. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Just think of that. I said this before, no one's getting away with anything. So here we go. March 11th, wait, excuse me, I already got distracted myself. Yes, March 11th, 2022, a little bit earlier, I heard it all day yesterday. Now, this is on the long side, so I know I was going to get something like long because I was hearing it all different pieces all day long. Here we go. Daughter, speak of the end of the age and the coming judgment. The books will be opened, and each one of you will stand before the Creator. I have the Holy Spirit. I feel like I'm going to cry. Every hidden thing, every detail of your life will be reviewed and examined. Imagine that. I see deep into men's hearts. Speak to the unrepentant and evildoers. Speak to the mockers and scoffers. Speak to the unbelievers. Speak to the murderers. I know you and your thoughts. You cannot hide from me. I am everywhere. I am all knowing. I am the beginning and the end. Now the end is before you. Okay, let me go back a little bit. Now the end is before you. If you did not choose to know me in your earthly time, you will have all eternity to consider your life as a man on earth. Eternity. I have called the humble and the meek. I have chosen the simple and contrite. I have the Holy Spirit, I'm going to cry here. To speak in man's words for your own understanding, as my ways are higher. Soon all voices will be silent. I am going to punish the wicked, evil doers. I'm going to bring the proud low. I'm going to bring the proud low. Before I pour out my cup of wrath, this is the best sentence, I'm going to call my chosen to me. Man's atrocities have spiraled out of control. I can't bear to look at the evil. I must cleanse the earth and rid it of evil again. Here we go. This is judgment. Okay, he never changes. You know what he did before. In the days of Noah, he says he's coming in the days of Noah, as it was in the day of Noah. In the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. He's coming for us. He's going to, there's going to be judgment again, not water, this time fire judgment. So with that in mind, the common thread again is repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can read about that in Book of Acts, Acts 2:38. Now he even says in this prophecy is basically, and he tells you who it's for. Because when he says speak to them, unless he speak to the unbelievers, okay, there we go. He lists everybody. Speak to the murderers. Speak to the mockers and scoffers. He lists everybody who this prophecy is for. The unrepentant and evildoers. Imagine this, standing before him and the books opened and every single thing you ever did is recorded. It is. I mean, if you're doing things you shouldn't be doing, your hair should be standing up knowing this. Standing before our Lord, the books are opened, he picks your name, let's talk about blah, 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 he pulls you up, and every single thing you did, your entire life, every thought you had, he sees into your heart, he knows good and evil, every single thing, whether it's hidden, it's going to be revealed for you. Imagine that. Unbelievable. I can't imagine doing that. This is why I say you need to be repenting daily for sins. Here's me. I even review back things that possibly, here's me, if I forgot anything, please forgive me. Please bring it to my attention. Please bring it to my remembrance. You need to do this. If today is your last day, where are you going? Here's what he says here again. I mean, this is an awesome message here. All right. He basically says you're going to have all eternity to think about what you did. Okay, here we go. If you do not choose to know me in your earthly time, you will have all eternity to consider your life as a man on earth. How shocking is that? Can you imagine this? God is so awesome. Please, I hope you got a Bible and joined a Bible study if it's hard to understand. And pray over the Bible before you start and ask him for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We're at the end. Judgment is here. Judgment's been pronounced over the country, pretty much over the world. Judgment is here. He's saying what's going to happen next. Pretty soon the books are going to be opened. But before all that goes on, this was the best one. Here we go. Before I pour out my cup of wrath, I am going to call my chosen to me. Now, what I thought was interesting that he says in here, now think of this, that he's going to silence, the voices will be silenced, and I'm thinking that is the watchman and everyone, you know, calling and saying, the Lord is coming back, Jesus is coming back. I'm thinking those are the voices that are going to be silenced. The voices are going to be silenced because they're not going to be here anymore. That's what I thought of. I got quickened as soon as I got that. Think of that. Are you going to be called home? I'm going to call my chosen home. Okay, the chosen. Those that are born again. He says exactly who his people are and who belongs to him. Born again. You must be born again. Read his book. Know who he is. Don't stand before him at the end of your life at judgment day. And you're 85 years old, and you never read his book. Imagine that. Imagine saying, gee, Sister Barbara told you 1,000 times to read the book and get a Bible. Imagine that. You need to do this. This is it. We're at the end. Judgment's pronounced over the earth, pretty much. You see the things happening one by one, boom, boom, boom. You see what's going on. You see the gospel being preached. You see it. You see the wars and the rumors of wars. You see all the signs that he points to. Signs in the sun, moon, and stars. You see everything. Don't let another day go by without you having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You need this. You have to have this. What else did I want to mention here before I forget something? I can't believe all these prophecies. I mean, every time I get a prophecy, I'm amazed. We have so many prophecies out there. I can't believe it. He's giving us more and more and more time. We have years and years. Those people that are unrepentant, that don't know him, have years and years and years to get ready and to know him for what is coming and is here now. The end of the age and the coming judgment. Imagine this. This is it. We're here to see this, or possibly going and not seeing it. Pray you're on the going side. I said that each one will stand before me and the books will be open. I can't even imagine this. So have a plan. The top of the list of the plan should be to know Jesus Christ and be born again and have a personal relationship with him. Have a plan here in the country, an emergency plan. You see all the things happening. I'm seeing food not being in some of the stores. I belong to some of those food shortage groups, and they're showing pictures of the stores. Spring is coming. Have a garden. Plant your own stuff. I said this before. Every week when you go to the store, throw a few extra things in the cart for an emergency. Do it. You have to be prepared of what's going to happen. And the mockers and scoffers could say to me, no, you don't. Yeah, well, guess what? He had Joseph in Egypt. He warned him about the coming famine, and Joseph prepared. So yes, he does warn you and tell you. And he's been warning us over and over and over, telling us to know what's going on, to know him. You need to do this. Have an emergency plan. Have a spare cash on hand so you can get out of town if you need to. You don't know what's going to happen. Like right now, I'm sitting here looking at the river going up and up and up, and I just heard all the ducks out there quacking. I was like, what is that? It was all the ducks out there quacking. They know bad weather is coming again. They prepare. How about that? I don't even have to look at the news. All I have to do is hear the quacking, and I know that there's going to be bad weather because the ducks are up here eating on the lawn down there. He prepares them. He lets them know what's going on. He's preparing us. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention, and I don't know if I can say this on here, so I'm going to, how about this, I'll tread lightly. Now, I have the electrician here, and those of you that are on the Facebook page probably saw this. The electrician told me that 5G was rolled out. A lot of things that were on the 3G, I don't know how things work, frequency or whatever it is, are not working. But here was the interesting thing that he said, and I thought we saw this, Sister Amber and myself, when we were going out. He said they're not actually building a lot of cell phone towers anymore. What they're doing, how about this, is they're putting the, whatever you want to call it, the apparatus, the 5G stuff, right in trees. Imagine that, and on the tops of buildings. Now, we were in one of the towns here in Wilkes-Barre, I think, and I was looking at this great big giant building. Excuse me. That was like the 5G stuff up there. How could that be up there? What are they doing? Yep. So they're not even building the towers. They're putting them on the buildings now. Then that made me think, of course, of all of the birds when they had that big die-off of birds and what was going on. Protect your family. I'm going to say this again. The devil's after your kids. Let your kids know what's going on, whether they like it or not. Sit there with them. I mean, my grandparents had the right idea when I used to go there. I mean, they were really, how can I put it, really religious. My grandfather read the Bible all day, every day, all the time. He was a really religious person. And he had the gift of, he had speaking in tongues, he had that gift. And he used to stand up in church, and then there was an interpreter that would interpret what he was saying. But there was nothing there for me to read. I think I mentioned this before when I was a little girl. I was always reading, reading, reading. That is what I did. He had Bibles all over. Guess what? I mean, if there's nothing to do, you're at your grandparents, those small little cousins there, you're going to sit there, I did, and read the Bible. That's what I did. I read the Bible all the time. Beginning to end, over and over, the children's Bible. Then I got his Bible when he wasn't reading and read all the red in there, everything Jesus said. Let your children know what's going on. And I said, get them off the TV. That is the worst thing for them, to be sitting there watching all of these things with the war. Shut it off. Don't let them see it. They'll be traumatized the rest of their life. Do it. All right, what else with prayer? Now, I want to thank everyone that prayed for my friend Patty. I was like jumping up and down. Well, if I could jump up and down better. She's not in the nursing home. She got a blessing. She got a healing. She's not in the nursing home anymore. She said she could walk with the walker now, which is fabulous. Thank you, Jesus. What else did I want to mention? Brother Dan was sick all day again, and he was at the emergency room. So keep him in your prayers. I went to visit my mom yesterday. Thank you for her prayer, for your prayers about my mom. The only problem with my mom, now she seemed like in good health there, but she was like really confused on people that passed away. But then she had a good memory, which I couldn't even believe it. She remembered my cat from the 90s of all things. I was like, what? She's like, well, where's the cat? Why didn't you bring the cat to see me? I didn't even want to tell her that the cat passed away like in the 90s. I couldn't say that. I couldn't believe she remembered the cat of all things. I couldn't believe it. So she's doing good. So as good as she could be doing in the nursing home, but thank you for the prayers for her. God is listening. Don't stop praying. That's why I say this every time. He's always answering prayers. He always answers my prayers. It might not be the answer I'm waiting for or you're waiting for. It might be the best answer for you. That's what people don't understand. Sometimes they get the prayer answered and they don't actually realize that the answer was not what they were waiting for. It was what they needed. How about I put it that way? He's going to give you what you need, not necessarily what you're asking for. He knows what's best for you. So don't be frustrated and discouraged if it's not answered right away either. I said, on certain things, I waited and prayed for things for 10 years, and then I got the answer. And I'll tell you what one of the prayers were. It was cute. Because when I was a single mom with a little boy, and I would go shopping at the grocery store, of course, I'd have a big list, and no money. So that was the problem. So I used to pray for years and years and years that when I went to the grocery store, I was able to purchase what I needed, that I had enough money for what I needed. I prayed that for years and years and years. Honestly, about 10, 15 years later, it got answered. Here's me. I was able to get everything on the list, I told Brother Denny. He was like, yes. I said, I prayed for this for 10, 15 years. This is how God works. This is how he answers. So just because you're not getting the answer you want, maybe that answer isn't the right answer for you. So don't stop praying and be discouraged over that. Right. Who else did I want to mention here? Our friend Michael, he still needs prayer. He needs a financial blessing. What else? Our friend Jean. My friend Timothy. He's very depressed. He needs prayer. Who else? My son Joseph, he's doing fairly good. Now, he's still in jail for being an idiot and getting in trouble over and over with the bipolar disorder and drinking. So he's still in jail. And he told me that a lot of people there have that last virus that just went around. So there's still a lot of people and virus going around there. And what else did he tell me? He seemed in pretty good spirits for being there. I mean, of course. I made a joke, but it wasn't really funny. I said he's the only person that could be in jail, because he got in trouble in jail. But when you have children that have, a mental issue like the bipolar disorder, I mean, it's just horrible. It ruined his whole life. I feel so bad. I pray all the time that I hope God adds some extra time on for him after I'm gone, that he has at least a little bit of a decent life in the end. Okay, what else did I want to mention here? I'm just thanking everyone again for all the encouraging comments under the videos. I mentioned this before. I'm going to do a prayer request. I'll put it up on Godslayer 7 Facebook, but you can put a prayer request anywhere. Because what I usually do in the evening is when I go on the Kindle and I usually go through all of the prayer requests and look at it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, clear. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, my brothers and sisters. Everyone in the chat room, in the air, everywhere. May God bless you. May God bless you abundantly. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Clear the atmosphere, Lord. Clear the atmosphere. Holy Spirit, they charge from our protection. Protect us, Jesus, with your holy and mighty blood and forgive us our sins, Jesus. Cleanse us, Jesus, from head to toe. Hallelujah. Cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us from head to toe, our soul, mind, and spirit. Cleanse us, Lord Jesus. Keep us clean, Lord Jesus. Forgive us our sins. We repent, Jesus. We repent, my Lord, from all type and kind of a sin that we have committed against you, my Lord. Forgive us, Jesus, and cleanse us, Lord. Keep us clean and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will send archangels from your holy throne to fight on our behalf. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. That you will give us a strength, that you will help us and minister to your people, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to this place in Jesus. Minister to your people, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Jesus, to this place. All the honor and glory to you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind every evil spirit from north, south, east, west, up and down, and break their powers by the blood of Jesus and send them all to the pit of hell. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power all over this place. Fire and power all over this place. Fire and power. Consume them all, Holy Spirit. Consume them all, Holy Spirit. Exterminate every demon. Exterminate them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Ministry to your people tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, we're so close. We are so close, hallelujah, so close. So close, so close, so close, so close. Hallelujah. To meet the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Holy Spirit. Praise your name, hallelujah, Father God. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you will deal with all those demons that are interfere. In Jesus' name I pray, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's done. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Hallelujah. You're always good. You're always good, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Use me, Lord Jesus. Put words in my mouth. And Olivia and Sister Denise. Hallelujah. To give the right words to your people tonight, Jesus. We're coming with a message, awareness message. Hallelujah, for the events, for more events that are going to take place in the judgment. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're just going to be here a little bit, my brothers and sisters, just a little longer, and then God is going to deal with his nation and the whole world. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Just a little longer. Hallelujah. Tonight we're bringing a message. Tonight we're bringing a dream. Hallelujah. And also the things that you do need to get on the run. Because persecution will come and is near. The things that you do need to get and be prepared and also for those that are going to be left behind, the things that they do, that they're going to need. God does not want no one to be lost. He does not want no one, but unfortunately, there are some people that are going to be left behind. And that is why we're coming, hallelujah, with this message of instruction, a dream, and with the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. We love this nation, but God has raised his prophets, servants, and other anointing people. But this nation does not repent and understand. They listen from one ear, but it gets out from the other ear. The judgment of God will be great, horrible, and devastated. Really bad. Really bad for this nation. USA needs to humble and surrender and repent before God's presence. This message, hallelujah, is to make you aware what is coming. Hallelujah. And to be prepared. Revelation 3:3, remember, then when you receive and hear, keep it and repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I come against you. Everything what has happened in Ukraine, it is part of the consequences of sin and disobedience towards God. The same one by words will come to America. Repent now before it's too late. Revelation 1:7, hallelujah, behold, he's coming with the clouds and every eye will see him. Even those who pierce him and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. The world is preparing for the worst to come. They can see it and feel it now. Russia with Ukraine. The world is more unstable than ever. They're taking, hallelujah, they're taking the vaccine and talking about feminism. The economy will collapse worldwide. And this is shaking everywhere. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, is still working. And God is still dealing with humanity. This country where they used to say, in God we trust. This great nation where now is so different now. Abomination. There's no other nation in the whole world that will have or make so many abominations against God. When they have known God, when it was found Christian, there's no shame and no dignity. This nation is shaking. It's shaking already. They have changed. They have transformed everything. Ideology. The new generation that exists, transforming everything. They're making our children atheists. Horrible atmosphere. God is angry. And these are one of the reasons that the judgment of God will be horrible and devastated. Blasphemy in this country. How much they have blasphemed God's name. It's horrible. Every day, even with jokes. Blasphemy on TV. Blasphemy on movie theaters. On books. On school. On teachers. Ages, etc. This country is full of blasphemy, constantly taking God's name in vain. The hate they got against God and against Israel. There's a promise that they have forgotten that there's blessings and curses. Who bless or whoever cursed Israel in Genesis 12. Persecution Christians, California, New York, having churches closed. When this nation was found with Christians' fundament, idolatry and witchcraft, Satanism, Satan temple, people that they are worshiping Satan and with their doors open already and welcome people there in their churches to worship the enemy. It's horrible. Fortune tellers, witchcraft, pride. This nation is full of pride. When there's pride, God will humble this nation because it's a very arrogant nation. And look how we are right now. And look what is happening right now. We're seeing America very bad. The things, hallelujah, America opposes the things of God. USA, many and many. America, many and many. Have gave their back to God. This is horrible. A nation that was blessed by God. He makes it so powerful and great and prosperous, and today it's far, far from God. But they have decided to turn their backs on God. They have chosen evil instead of good. The punishment will be severe and devastating. The judgment will start from the house of God. This nation was found Christian. And the church, what happened to the church when they have spoken many, many, many years about prosperity and prosperity, and they haven't told my people the truth? They have not told and warned my people, says the Lord. The judgment will start from the house of God. The church needs to get humble. Oh, we have to get ready and right with God, because the judgment will be severe and horrible. Get ready for Jesus coming. Hallelujah. It's near. It's at the door. Get right with God. Hallelujah. They have turned their back from God. Instead of being thankful, instead of talking about God in schools, instead of talking about God everywhere, what happened to the God we trust? Everything has switched. Everything has changed for worse times. But God, hallelujah, is still working. He's still working with his people to get his people ready and right with God. Oh, I praise you, Jesus. We give thanks to God always for all you do, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father our work and faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, love by God, that he has chosen us because our gospel came to, hallelujah, to us, not only in the word, but also in the power and the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. Hallelujah. We know what kind of men we prove to be among us. For hallelujah, our sake, and we, hallelujah, become imitators of us and of the Lord, for you receive the word and much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you, hallelujah, became an example of all the believers. For not only has the word of the Lord gotten forth from you, read, hallelujah, 1 Thessalonians. Hallelujah, verse 9. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and truth God. How have you turned idols? America, to serve the living and the truth God. I praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Oh, deliver us, Lord Jesus. Deliver us, oh Lord, from the sins of this nation and from the world. And help us to be ready and prepare, Jesus. Help us, Lord. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants the things that must soon take place. And God have given a dream to Olivia to share tonight. He made it known by sending, hallelujah, his angel in a dream. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your name, Yeshua. I praise your name, Yeshua. Hallelujah, Revelation 1. The things that must soon take place, he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in. For the time is near, for the time is near, for the time is near. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of kings on earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom priest to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever and ever. Amen. Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierce him, and all tribes of the earth will welcome up him. Even so. Hallelujah. The rapture is about, hallelujah, to take place. The tribulation is about to take place. There's going to be silence in heaven. There's going to be silence in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the rapture takes place, praise your name, Jesus. Keep your crown. Keep your crown. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast on the trial, for when he has stood the test, which all of us Christians right now are going to the test, hallelujah, because the Lord is cleansing it and awakening the church and getting the church ready and purifying the church. He will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. I'm coming soon. Hold fast what you have so that no one may seize your crown. I praise your name, Jesus. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. And we know that. And when the hallelujah, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the hallelujah unfading crown of glory. I praise your name, Yeshua. Don't be left behind. Don't be left behind. Repent and get right with God. And if you're sinning, hallelujah, turn away. Turn away from this world. Turn away from sin and give your life to Jesus, friend that you're listening. Give your life to Jesus before it's too late. We're still here. The great tribulation is about to happen. Can't you see already how close Russia is getting? Can't you see what is happening in Ukraine? Oh, they're not doing anything about it. Now it's going to go. Now I think it's happening in Poland, and then it's going to happen to another one and another one. And then sooner or later, boom, it's going to happen. It's coming so close. It's getting so close. Right before our eyes. It is time to be right with God. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with the law of command, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And another one. Wild people. Hallelujah. Wild people are saying there's peace and security. Now pay attention to this, because this is going to be related to the dream that my daughter had, and she's going to come here and she's going to share the dream. While people are saying there is peace and security, then some destruction will come upon them as the labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Keep this in mind. Keep this in mind. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming. It's a thief. Remember. Remember then what you received and heard. Keep it and repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come against you. Revelation 3, for you yourself are fully aware. And this message is to be full aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Behold, he's coming on the clouds. And every eye will see him. Keep this in mind too, because this is related to the dream that my daughter is going to share. Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierce him. And all tribes of the earth will wail. On an account of him, even so, amen, and praise the living God. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good. And God is so merciful. God is so merciful. God is so merciful. And God is so good that he is going to give us, hallelujah. He has given us some clues. He has let us know in the Bible things that are going to happen before he's coming. And through the dream that my daughter's going to share, you will understand. It is so beautiful, and at the same time strong, at the same time be ready and prepare. At the same time, don't be left behind because you still want to have fun in the world. At the same time, hallelujah, what will happen? What is going to happen with all the nations? What is going to happen with Russia? What is going to happen? We have to continue to pray. We have to continue to repent and wait upon the Lord because he is coming. But like I have said, and with pain in my heart, I don't want, the Lord Jesus does not want no one to be left behind. No one. But unfortunately, as we know, my brothers and sisters, that some people are going to be left behind. And that is why we're also going to let the people know how to get prepared, what are the things, the materials, and the things that they are going to need if they're going to be left behind, and it's going to be given to you guys tonight here. Nobody wants it. Jesus doesn't want it. I don't want it. Hello, my brothers and sisters. Hello, everyone. Hello, Will, Consuelo, Luna, Rapture Ready. Ooh, 777. Beautiful. Edwin, Joseph, hallelujah. Everyone here, may God bless you. May God bless you. And everyone who's listening someplace else in the air. Oh, my dear brothers and sisters. My dear brothers and sisters. You know, sometimes I'm thinking, what am I going to preach now? What am I going to tell the people now if everything is done? The Lord is about to come. I'm going to be just talking about, you know, repeating myself about repentance and obedience. But right now, just God wants us just to be ready, my brothers and sisters, just to be ready. Everything is going to happen so quickly as, you know, like earthquake, about the events that are going to take place, and then what is next and next. But it's just, we're almost there, brothers and sisters. We are almost there. So I am going to have my daughter Olivia share the dream, okay? And then Sister Denise is here, and she is going to let you know the things that we're going to be needing for the run, for the events, for the persecution, and also for the left behind. Amen? Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me just pray to the Lord, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just want to say things right, and we want to say things exactly how you gave it to us. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. When my daughter was sharing this dream, my brothers and sisters, praise your name, Jesus. She was crying. It was like about 5:30 in the morning. She came. I was sleeping. I remember that I woke up like around 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. Sometimes I wake up around that time, you know, whenever I'm up and I pray. And that was the time, I believe, when I probably just went back to sleep, and she went downstairs, and she's crying, and she's shaking and trembling, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, what happened? What happened? At first, I was thinking, oh, boy, what did Raja do? Because everyone is tense right now, you know. about that. And I'm thinking, what happened? And then she sat down and she said, wait, hold on, give me a minute, because right now I can't talk right now, because this dream was so vivid, Mom. And then she was crying, and I said, okay, calm down, okay, I'll wait. And then she just started to talk, and then she couldn't talk. I said, okay, let's wait. She started to talk, and then she couldn't. She said, I'm sorry, I can't. I don't know if I'm able, because it was just so vivid, Mom. It was so real. It was so real that I said, okay, just take your time and let me know what happened. And so here she is, and she's going to let you know. Praise your name, Jesus. Go ahead, Mia. Let the people know the dream.
Yes, hallelujah. Hello, brothers and sisters. So with this dream, I just went to bed. And in this dream, first, I remember seeing that world leaders had come together from all over the world. It seemed like all nations had come together and peace was on earth. I was able to see from different civilizations, different nations, different people, different races, different skin colors. No matter what, everyone was united. The whole world had come together, and the whole world was united. So I thought, wow. And I thought, wow, there's suddenly peace now on earth. And I remember seeing there was a skinny boy, and I can't remember if he had said, thank you, Trump, or thank you, Biden. It was either one of those U.S. presidents. But I remember very clearly he had said, thank you, Kim Jong-un. And when he said that, I thought, that's odd. Like, what's going on? What did I miss out? So there was suddenly peace with every type of world leader, it seemed. And there was quiet. And there was security. Then I remember the evening had come. I'm getting ready for bed. I'm about to go to bed. And at this point, I was deciding, should I just go straight to bed or should I take the time to repent right now, to pray? But I was just so tired. I just wanted to go to sleep. I just wanted to get some sleep. I wanted to rest and call it a night. But at the same time, it was put in my mind that maybe I should repent just to make sure I am 100% good with God. And I was debating it, but then I ended up just going to sleep. I was just tired. I went to bed. And next thing I knew, I woke up in the middle of the night from a blinding light. Like, the night sky had completely disappeared. Like, at night, you could see moon, stars. At midnight, it is pitch black. You don't see no sunlight at all at midnight. But at this time, all of a sudden, the sky had turned white, just pure white, very blinding light that had just shone right through my curtains. And then there was a very, very, very loud noise. The only way I can really describe that noise is that it sounded like a cry of an angel, like a singing, but a better way to describe it is the cry of an angel. And it was so loud that it had to have woken up everyone. But immediately, as soon as I heard this, I jump off my bed, I'm standing up. But the very, very first thought that had come to my mind was, oh my goodness, Russia had just sent a missile to the United States. That was just the very first thought I had thought. Then I am thinking like, oh my goodness, a missile is coming over here and no one knows. No one knows is what's going to hit them because everyone here is sleeping. It's midnight. People are not going to know what's happening. The news is not going to know. Everyone is asleep. Then I thought about my family for a split moment. thought about my mother and my grandfather, but I knew for sure that they were safe. I was able to feel strongly that my mother and grandfather are just going to be taken right up. I thought about myself, and I thought, wow, how merciful Jesus is that he put in my mind to repent just a few hours before this was going to happen. Right before I went to bed, that he put in my mind that maybe I should repent. And I thought, wow, how merciful he was that he was putting that in my mind to give me the little bit of extra time to make sure I am 100% okay with God. So in that moment, I was just taking that moment just completely surprised. It's just what the Bible says, like a thief in the night. I didn't even need to open my curtains to see who was out there. I knew that light was from Jesus. There was no doubt about it. And I knew that sound was to make it clear that Jesus is here to take the bride. Ready or not, he is taking the bride right now. And I was standing there, and for a moment I'm thinking, this is odd. Why is it taking a bit long? Because I always envisioned it that it would be quick, like it would be a little more quicker. And it wasn't until after I had woken up that I realized that the reason why taking it just a bit longer, like the singing had continued, was because the dead in Christ have to rise first. I realized that, oh, of course, the dead in Christ, they are the ones to rise first. They are the ones to go, and then the bride, the ones who are alive on earth, will go next. But I have never heard anything so loud, so clear, so vivid before in any dream. And I was just so shocked by it. And I'm thinking, it is impossible. It is just impossible for someone to not hear this. The whole world had to hear this. It was like a worldwide speaker. You can think of it as that. Like the whole entire earth had to hear this. It doesn't matter if you're in Africa, Asia, Australia, Europe, North, South America. It was just worldwide loud. And it was just so, the light was so bright that the night sky had just completely gone away. The night sky wasn't there. It was just gone. So it didn't matter if one part of the world was day or one part of the world was night. I truly felt that everyone was just going to see this bright light. Everyone was just going to see this, and everyone is going to hear this, that it's impossible for someone to not hear this. And the voice, the singing, I can't really put any other words to describe it, but it shakes your whole entire being. From flesh, bones, soul, spirit, even your cells, blood cells, will react. Your whole entire being would react to that noise. And then I imagine the bride of Christ, this is going to be a very exciting thing for them to hear, because that is the sign that Jesus is here now, that he is right here to pick up the bride. But I can only imagine that that would be something very devastating for someone who is to be left behind, or something just shocking for someone who doesn't know anything about Jesus. Like even for me, it was just so shocking because, like the Word of God says, it's like a thief in the night. It was just so sudden. It was just right there, so sudden. But yeah, that was the dream, and I wanted to bring up a few biblical verses as well. So 1 Thessalonians 5:3, while people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. It is just as I saw in my dream, all of a sudden there was peace, security. It was like worldwide peace. The whole world came together, united. But as soon as that happened, all of a sudden, destruction is about to come. And I was able to feel that big destruction was just about to hit the United States in that moment. And 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 53, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, it was literally like a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. And 1 Thessalonians 4, 16, 17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the cry of a command and with the voice of an archangel and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. And that is directly matching up with my dream with the Lord had descended from heaven. And it says that the cry of command and with the voice of an archangel, that's coming from Jesus. But in my dream, I'm thinking, wow, that's so loud, like an archangel. But I guess that's from straight from Jesus himself. And I was thinking to myself, I've never heard anything so loud before other than God's voice. I've never heard anything so loud, so it makes sense that that was Jesus himself. And just like it says, it was like the sound of a trumpet, like it was worldwide, very loud, like a trumpet. And the dead will Christ will rise first, and then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with him in the clouds. And that is all I wanted to say.
And remember the pause in heaven, that for a moment you saw in the dream that pause?
Oh, yes, the pause in heaven. Yes, so at that time I also thought that there was silence in heaven. And there's silence in heaven for 30 minutes. And that's the rapture right there. That is Jesus who had descended to earth to pick up the bride and the dead in the Christ.
It is in Revelation 8:1 when the
Revelation 8:1 when the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and there's about one more verse I want to bring up. Revelation 3:3 Remember then what you received and heard. Keep it and repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come against you. And brothers and sisters, that is all I have to say. Thank you for listening. And that was my dream. It was very, very real, very vivid, and it just felt so imminent. It's very, very imminent at this point. Just keep in repentance. Keep in daily repentance. If you want to make sure you are ready with the Lord, because this is very imminent, brothers and sisters. Thank you for listening. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We just got to be right with God. Even my I always keep here, even my pets that I have here are listening,
Duques and Rosetta, my two doggies. They love to hear the message every time I am that we're giving the word of God. Isn't that something that they do like to be listening? They're standing with their paws here, laying down and paying attention. Praise God. Even the animals like to hear, praise your name, Jesus, because Jesus loves everyone. Loves everyone, our brothers and sisters. Yeah, it's very, very cute. Every time I come here to the Lord's Hour, my brothers and sisters, the dog that Jesus let me know to buy is a white Havanese dog. He let me know to buy this dog. This dog is so kind and so humble, very, very humble, very loving dog. And my other dog is a Worthian dog. She's a garden dog. And she is a schnauzer, miniature schnauzer. And they both like to come. Every time I come here to Los Alamos, they just come and listen. Right, Lucero and Duquesa? Yeah, good girls. Praise your name, Jesus. So our brothers and sisters, the other thing that is happening right now, brothers and sisters, is that the enemy is very angry and wants to, attack the servants of the Lord for bringing the gospel, for sharing things like this, because when my daughter was letting me know about this dream, I remember we repented and we went back to bed, and boy, I had a battle with demons, and I had to ask Father God to deal with them, because they just don't like it. They don't want us to share the message, because they know that their time is so close. The time is so near, that they're just waiting for that time to devastate and the people that are going to be here left behind and just ruin the world, because that's what they do. They just destroy. But nothing is going to stop us. We love the Lord, and the Lord is on our side, and God protect us. And no principalities and no demons and no witches and nobody, hallelujah, is going to stop us from bringing the gospel and the great, hallelujah, news to the people of God. And this is the time also to bring people to Jesus, bring souls to the Lord. Amen. And with God's protection, we're gonna be okay, because God protects us, and God, hallelujah, takes care of us. And when God is with us, hallelujah, who can be against us? Amen. Praise God. And so we were talking about, and sisters, here at the house, okay? We were talking about a plan B. Because we're going to go through some events, and I know it is so close, our brothers and sisters, based on what's happening right now, that we're seeing what is happening, okay, in the world, and also the dreams that the Lord is giving us. We know that the rapture, amen, is so close, and the tribulation is so close too. So there are some events that I know that it's going to happen quickly, but events are going to still happen, and the people of God are going through testing also. And so what we have spoken here in the house is a plan B. Where are we going to meet in case, that they come, like for instance, if another variant comes and then they mandate I don't know if they're going to, put the enforcement in very strongly to people to have the vaccine this time, and for us that we don't want it, then we resist because we're not going to have it, okay, is they are going to send, you know, people to knock at the door and find out, right? People have had dreams about this too. Like, what are you going to do? Okay, so you, brothers and sisters, you got to have your car ready. You got to have maybe 5 gallons of gas or 3 or 2 or I don't know, on your car trunk, blankets, backpacks with a lot of things that they need. First aid and food and water and things that you're going to need, okay? I'm going to have Denise come here and let you know because she has everything ready, as we do too, but she has a lot of extra things, a lot of things ready here. This woman is ready, ready. Okay. All right, sister, go ahead. Here, let me. There we go. Put the volume up all the way up.
There we go.
Is it all the way up on your headphones?
Yeah. Can you hear me, brothers and sisters?
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Denise. I've been asked to speak about what I have done to prepare for the difficult times coming ahead and how you can prepare yourself for an emergency or fleeing or being on the run. So whether you make it in the rapture or get left behind, we will have to go through some things. It's very important during these uncertain times to prepare and stock up on things that we will need for survival. There are many things that threaten our survival, like war, famine, lack of electricity or power, lack of food, clean water, etc. Now, I have learned a great deal of information watching YouTube videos, and I encourage you all to look at survival videos because you can get a lot of information on how to survive in the wild. You can get survival skills, tools, tips, how to build a shelter, finding food and catching food. So the basic necessities for humans to survive include food, clean water, shelter, clothing, warmth. So you want to focus on finding things that will support these needs. Okay. So you want to get a good, sturdy backpack. I have one that's fairly large, that has many pockets so that you can fill them up with things. An example of things that you can put in, first of all, you want to find or get food. There are many websites online. I will name a few here in a moment that have packaged foods in pouches that you can simply put in your backpack that you can just unzip and just eat it right out of the pocket, or water pouches for clean water. Also, you can buy water filters, which are basically straws that have filters in them, and you can drink straight from the stream or a pond or anywhere there you can find a river, something of that sort. Examples of other things that you can have in your backpack: emergency blankets. Now, I'm not talking the furry kind of blankets. There are blankets that you can get online that...
Here you go.
Like, thank you.
Army.
Emergency blankets that are like heat sheets, highest quality thermal-proofed, Army-rated type. They're like foil blankets that you can... And then it reflects your heat, and then it heats you up.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can find a lot of this stuff on Amazon, and that's where I found most of my stuff. But there are also other websites, mypatriotsupply.com, where you can find backpacks that are already filled with things that you would need for survival. 4patriots.com is another website. crisisequip.com. Is another one, and I think there is stealthangelsurvival.com is another website where you can find various things. And keep in mind that, you know, you want to buy some high-quality things because in the long run, you don't want them to break down. You want them to last. You want to find foods that have long shelf lives, so they can last longer and you can have them longer. Also, I recommend a tent or a tarp. You can use a tarp. You don't want to, you know, when you're on the run and you're in the wild, putting something on the ground, you don't want to just lie on the bare ground. Just a tarp would help with that. Ropes can help. Duct tape to kind of put things together. A ferro rod, F-E-R-R-O rod, to help start a fire. You can strike it and it creates a spark, and then if you have dry twigs, you can create a fire. A mirror to reflect the sunlight, the good old-fashioned Boy Scout using a mirror and allowing the sun to reflect from the mirror onto some dry twigs, and that will create a fire as well. Waterproof matches. Lighters, the long ones that you use to start a barbecue, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to include things, for example, hygiene, toothpaste, toothbrush, a nail clipper to cut your nails, scissors to cut your hair, because, you know, when you're out there in the wild for quite some time, things are going to start to grow, so you're going to need to cut your nails and your hair, so that wouldn't be in your way. Medical supplies. I would recommend getting a first aid kit together and stuff it with Band-Aids, Benadryl cream. Maybe you brush up against some... tactical flashlights, yes. Thank you.
8,000.
Thank you, yes. Brightly powered military-grade flashlights would work. 8,000 lumens. Thank you. I don't know who wrote that, but thank you for that. Thank you. Tactical flashlights. Yes, brother. That would also help in the wild. And from the last time we heard from Brother Elvis, when he spoke, he said the flashlights will be good against the werewolves and the beasts. They don't like the light. So that would be a good thing to have in your backpack. Antibiotic ointment is very good for cuts and scrapes. You want to keep infection at bay. That's why I recommend a good Neosporin or something, hydrocortisone cream or Benadryl cream to help with if you're brushing up against like poison ivy or something. You're going to need something like that. Also, you know, if you can find a small Bible, I have a little small New Testament Bible. You know, I know in these days that are to come, they're going to try to do away with the Bibles. So even reading your word as much as you can and memorizing your scripture will help you sustain spiritually. And also getting a small little New Testament Bible will help put that in your backpack for strength. because we're going to need to call on the Lord for strength in many situations, and the Lord will be with us. I have bought weaponry as well. Swiss Army knife. I highly recommend a Swiss Army knife because it has many of the things. It has a screwdriver, it has a scissor, it has a knife, and it fits well in the backpack, and it's not heavy. So I recommend that. Also an axe to help cut wood, branches that would help create a shelter or find twigs for to make fire. Also, a machete would help with that as well, and that would help against the beasts that we come against, or werewolves or zombies, and a bushcraft knife, which is good for when you finding catching animals and skinning them, or you know, to eat. My sister is also the calmosepting ointment protects, soothes, helps promote healing. Yeah, that is a good ointment. It's a moisture barrier cream that is very good for healing. Yes, stuff like that. You want to pack your bag with. Also, you know, in light of the hygiene as well, you maybe want to take a few changes of underwear and some fresh socks. You're going to need that. Let's see, what else can I tell you? Yeah, so keep in mind that, you know, to survive, You want to put things in your backpack that will be good for you when you're on the run, and also maybe take a separate backpack to put food and water in, because we're going to need it, and we're not going to know how long.
Oh, it's due,
Denise. Yes. Oh.
So I'm just going to give you
yeah, sure.
one by one things.
I also bought, if you look on Amazon, there's something to help cook water or food in.
My brother's saying a whistle.
Oh, yeah.
A whistle. Brother Will is saying fishing.
Yes, to catch fish.
Fish.
Yes, very good.
Right,
yes,
yeah.
Thank you very much for that. Fishing hooks to catch fish. Yes. A whistle.
First aid kit, waterproof.
Yes.
Yeah.
First aid kit, weatherproof. Yes,
mm-hmm.
That would help. Absolutely. I also recommend a headlight. It's like, you know, instead of the handheld, or to have the handheld flashlight, but also a headlight. You can put it on your head, and every time you turn, you know, you have light, especially when you're in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
This is when you're on the run before the tribulation.
We have to also be careful not to with the light, because soldiers, you know, they can...
Right. Well, we have to be careful of that, too. We have to be very... weary of our environment. We have to focus on what's around us as well. We can't lose sight, because you don't want them to catch us. You don't want them to see us, because if we're in hiding, we need to be discreet. So
also ask them a question. What will they do if they see a black bear?
So my question, that's a good question.
Remember earlier,
so we're in the wild. We were talking about, say we come up against a black bear, one of those grizzly bears. I'm interested to find out what you all would do if you come up against one. Do you have any suggestions, or do you have any answers?
Any ideas?
Any ideas, anyone?
What would you do if you see a... What is it, Olivia? Besides black bear, like there's so many animals
cougars.
Out there. Huh?
Cougars, black bears, bobcats. You got to know what to do with these animals. Does anybody know? Oh, yes. Bear spray, yes.
Mountain cats.
I have maximum spray bear spray. Oh, yes. And then alongside with that, pepper spray, too, would help, too. But bear spray, yeah. Well, if you don't have bear spray.
Yeah, there you go, bear spray.
That's one thing
good.
To put in the backpack, yes. That's a good idea.
if the bear comes, rah,
well,
noise,
exactly.
Us, right?
I remember learning to act crazy when a bear comes. Make a loud noise, bang some pots and pans together. They don't like that, and act crazy. They think you're, you know, this woman's gone crazy. Let's get out of here. So things like that would help. Also, when dealing with mooses and deer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they can impale you, so.
Sister, you got this.
That's the headlight, yeah.
You
want to make sure that you're very quiet with those types. You want to back away from those animals. You don't want to run. You don't want to face your back towards these animals because they can jump on you. Iodine tablets, yes, very good. Yes, iodine tablets. That would help.
Extra batteries, very good.
Extra batteries.
You don't want to be without light. And then this over here.
This is some string, some twine. String and scissors, because you never know when you need to tie up something. Like if you're making a makeshift tent, you want to get a nice, play dead. I love that one. Play dead, yeah. That would work in some situations. But, get yourself some strong rope, because you can tie one end of the rope to one tree and then the other one to the other tree, and then you can put the tarp. You can make a makeshift tent to help protect you that would provide shelter. A paracord, yes, correct, yes.
Lighters,
yes.
Also?
Yeah, I mentioned the lighters, multi-purpose
You're
lighters.
You're more prepared than anybody.
Yeah, I am.
What's wrong with that bag?
Yeah.
I think the bag
and hopefully I have that bag when I need it.
goggles
will help.
What else? A little
goggles for the eyes. Yes.
Cook set.
Yeah, a Stanley cook set. It's a 2-cup cook set. Look for that on Amazon. It'll help. You know, once you create a fire, you can put this water in there. You can put food. You can heat it up. You can have your food cooked and your water boiled. You can have your tea or your coffee. Also, I spoke about these personal water filters by Membrane Solutions. Look for this on Amazon. This is wonderful. If you don't have water, ready, available water, you can get it from a stream or a river. You can just, it's a straw that it filters that water as it goes up through the straw, and you got clean water. So that's very helpful.
So you do have this different.
That's my Swiss Army knife. Yeah,
Army knife. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a mirror here.
Yep, mirror to, that will help create a fire as well. So there are many things that you guys can look up on these YouTube videos. It's a wealth of information. Yes, a life straw, prepared food cans. Yes, a poncho. Yes, very good. That will all protect against the environment.
You know what else, too?
Any other suggestions?
You know those gloves that keep your hands warm?
Yes.
And also pans. Pans that are like that, too?
Yeah.
They keep you warm in winter, you know?
Yeah, there's also garden gloves, too, you can use. Garden gloves, because a lot of this, you know, if you're handling wood and chopping wood, and, you know, you can get splinters in your hands and stuff, so it's good to get some garden gloves and some warm gloves.
Work gloves.
That would help.
Solar powered flashlights.
Yes.
And when you run out of the lighters, you gotta have. Where's the thing that you had that used to for the lights?
How old am I, Consuelos? Oh.
Oh boy.
I am up there. Let's say I'm older than Sister Carla here. I'm a quarter. I'm 55. So anyway, things like this is what you can do. So I encourage you all to make efforts to prepare for these perilous times that are coming. Let's try to take this serious enough to do this, because we wouldn't want to find ourselves without this stuff.
You know what else? This is very important for me.
Oh, I forgot to mention bug spray.
And,
thank you. 37. All right. Rapture ready set. I sound like I'm 37. Hey, kudos to you. bug spray, like there's a bug spray cutter, skin sensations, insect repellent. And also, I don't know if Avon, if we still have Avon out there, but remember the Skin So Soft from Avon? It's good for your skin, but it was also a natural bug repellent. So rechargeable batteries. Oh, but how are we going to recharge them? Who said that? Joseph? Hey, Joseph, how are we going to recharge these batteries if we don't have power, though?
Well, no.
Unless
they're
solar powered.
There are some rechargeable batteries already.
But don't you need an electrical source for that?
No.
Hey, little do I know then.
Very good.
But that's a very good idea.
Any of those things will be very helpful. Everything is helpful because...
anything is helpful.
We're going to need all
solar powered. Yes, solar powered. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Avon sells the bug spray. This. Remember the since this is the Skin So Soft. This would. This would. It's that oil spray.
Battery powered. Yeah. Very good.
That could help. Battery powered cell.
And
yeah.
Sister Consuelo says yes. Avon sells.
Thank you, Sister Consuelo.
Oh yeah, that's the one that you have.
Yeah, that's Skin So Soft. Yeah. So, yeah, keep in mind these things, and there are also books out there about survival skills. There's also military-type books that can help you with survival. So do you have any other ideas, you guys? What other things?
Did you mention that, sister?
What's that?
About the food that we bought. Remember those packages?
Yes, I did mention those. I mentioned the websites where they can find that kind of food, the packets of food that you can pack in your backpack. They're like pouches, and they're filled with, and they have long shelf lives, 5 to like 10 years, even 20 years shelf life, I think.
Five years.
Yeah, about 5 years at the moment.
Sunblock.
Yes, I included sunblock in there, too, as well. I have insect repellent with sunblock in it.
Yeah.
So that's always good to have. So
yeah,
is there any other ideas, any other suggestions, you guys? Oh, is there such a thing, solar-powered kettle cooker?
That's a good idea.
I didn't even know those existed. Can get MRE on Amazon. What is that, Sister Luna? MRE? I'm not sure what that means. Oh, you can get more on Amazon? Is that what you're trying to say? Okay. Yeah, Amazon, also eBay.
Military. Yes, that's what we got.
Yeah.
Military food. Very
military food.
Yeah, military food.
That's what it is. Yeah, those websites that I mentioned, MyPatriotSupply.com sells all that, 4Patriots.com, again, CrisisEquip.com, and then Stealth Angel.
Those shoes, remember? Watching those survival videos on YouTube, the people that they don't have
proper I've encouraged
food,
that as well,
shoes.
Yeah.
They ended up having blisters.
Oh,
and,
yeah. You want to get good shoes. And don't be cheap with this because you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Get some good sturdy hiking shoes. Waterproof. You don't want to get water. I mean, remember we saw that one video and the poor guy's feet got all infected from it being constantly moist, and it got infected and
keep
it was
antibiotics
just
antibiotics also.
Yeah, antibiotic ointments. If you can get a hold of all that, Shake Light 40B rechargeable flashlight. Oh, okay, good. That's a very good suggestion with that. Uh-huh. And
Shake Light 40B.
Food bars from 4 Patriots. Yep, that's the one website I was talking about.
This is Brother LB. Hold on. It says Shake Light 40B rechargeable
flashlight.
Very good.
Yes, thank you, Brother LB.
Joseph, emergency food bars from four
Patriots.
Okay.
That's what I. That's what I'm looking forward to stock my backpack with.
And,
so yeah. Also, there's a prepper video. There's a Canadian prepper that is pretty good to watch out there on YouTube. He's got a lot of information on how to survive, you know, on little. Sometimes you don't have to spend so much money to get what you need, but, you know, on some things you're going to need high-quality items.
Yes, I have a solar power
kettle cooker. It will clean your water. Oh,
okay. Oh, yeah, yep.
That's a good idea.
But you do have that, too.
I don't have a solar-powered one.
No, but you have something to clean the water, too.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah, something to clean the water. That's very, very good. Good idea. Yeah.
Thank you for all that.
What else? Cash. Cash. It's good to have cash in your backpack.
Yes. What was that one suggestion? Keeping the cash in, like hiding the cash?
On your belt?
In your belt.
In your belt.
Hiding your cash in a belt.
Because sometimes, you
which
know,
is a good idea.
Search your socks or shoes.
Yes.
Usually, you know, that's what we put in the money, socks and shoes. But if you put it on the, if you make a belt.
Yeah.
And make it in a way.
Make little pockets in the belt and put your money in it.
Yeah.
That's a good way to keep people from finding out where your money is.
Oh, backpacks for pets. Because
you
got to go with the animals.
Yeah, if you have animals, yes, you don't want to leave them behind.
Cats, dogs, birds.
Yeah, backpacks for birds and cats and dogs.
But
you have to decide what you're going to need, though. You can't overdo it either, because you got to be able to move around and be able to run with your backpack if you need to. So you have to pick and choose what you're going to put in your backpack. But like I said, if you center around the things that that you need for basic survival, then you'll be okay.
A solar power generator.
You also want to learn also the the foods that you can eat out in the wild. There are some foods you cannot eat. It's toxic to the system, so you got to be careful. Maybe getting a good book on that, or looking up things,
YouTube videos,
books,
learning about
herbs,
fruits,
berries, fruits that you can eat while you're out in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys. It sounds all so surreal, but it's going to be real. It's coming up upon us, and we got to learn these things. Look up videos. Olivia would say, look up videos of foraging to help so that you can, for hunting and gathering food. That's a good idea too. There's a wealth of information on that. What else can I say?
This is what I tell. What I have let you know. To keep your keys of your car, the car keys, next to you.
Yes. Have everything, your car keys,
flash a light,
your backpack readily
your
available.
Backpack ready to go.
Yes, exactly.
And your car, have everything ready in your car in the trunk.
Yeah.
Even car emergency.
Yeah.
Backpacks.
Having a backpack in your car, having the gasoline
for
in your car.
If you get a flat tire.
Make sure you have spare tires.
Get your tires right now fixed in your car.
Yeah, true.
And
it's good to get in your tires.
Your emergency tire, get it. Go to the dealer and get it, do some maintenance on it, because some cars that they are, some cars are old.
Yes.
That we have, you know, the tires right there and we haven't even touched the tires.
True.
And we got to get that done too.
Yeah. You want to be readily available. Everything, when you're in an emergency, you want everything there, your car keys, you want to know where they are, your backpack, your coat, if you need it.
As well as saying, You can heat up water.
Water in the soda kettle. Gosh, I can't even talk. And make coffee and cocoa and instant oatmeal. Yes, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, packing instant oatmeal. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice just that if we can make
what's
a
that?
Plan. Oh,
yeah, that's another thing I got is a sleeping bag. Again, you wanna a tarp would be very good for things like this because you don't want to sleep on a bare ground. And if you look at these survival videos, there's one survival video I recommend. It's Survival Lily. She's an Austrian young woman that, she goes out in the wild a lot, and she built herself a little shelter, a fortress. I mean, she goes out in the wild, and she learns how to just to survive on the things that she has, on just basically nothing. And you learn a lot. And she says, you know, it's best to not sleep on the bare ground. You can, gather like branches and leaves, and you can sleep on top of that, and that will give you warmth. And things like a tarp would help with that too, because you, like I said, you don't want to sleep on a bare ground. That'll make you sick. So things like that could help.
It would be very good just to be in a state that is warm.
Yeah, that's true. Being in a state that's warm would help as well, yes, but then you got the bugs too, so make sure you got the bug spray.
That's okay, as long as
goodness.
We're not here in Chicago where we get a 0 where.
Yeah, exactly.
That would not be a good survival.
Exactly. What else, you guys? What else can we tell our people here?
A stove fuel kit. Wet wipes,
yes. You need to stay clean. Wet wipes would help. Maybe putting some wet wipes in your backpack as well.
Warm clothes.
Coleman gas lantern. Thank you, Brother Elvie. Yes. Quick pack 2-mantle propane lantern with carry case, 1,000 lumens. Okay, yeah. That sounds good. I have camping lanterns. Toilet paper. Oh, yeah. Of course. We need
That's
toilet
sure.
paper.
That's for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And if we don't have toilet paper, you know what we can use? I know it sounds gross. Leaves. Big, thick leaves.
Yeah.
Hey, if you don't have toilet paper.
Yeah.
How many of you out there have been in Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts?
And
you can probably use a lot of that learning.
If you're in the jungle.
What are you going to do when you're surrounded by all these?
You've
got to
survive.
Yeah? Trees and...
Well, I think multi-use, like, shovel mixed axe.
Oh, yeah, they have the multi-use shovel with axe. Oh, yeah, those are military-grade type axes. Learning
it's
that.
Staying away from those... Poison ivy.
Yes, you got to know what your poison ivy looks like. That's why I say it's good to learn what they look like. And that's why I say it's good to have hydrocortisone cream or Benadryl cream in your pocket, in your pack, so that way you could treat yourself. What else?
I think
that's good. Now, make sure you have,
alcohol wipes.
Yeah. Hand soap. There's hydrogen peroxide. You can use alcohol wipes. So you have to, do what you need to do. That's why I say don't get like a children's, backpack. Get a nice large backpack that you can put things in, but like I said, you got to be able to move around, so you can't stuff it too much. I recommend using Ziplocs to stuff things in.
Because you have you got so many things, but they're small.
My gosh, I feel like I got everything in the kitchen sink in my backpack right now.
Yeah, but they're small.
All of that, yes.
They go in your backpack.
Yeah.
They go very well in your backpack.
Yeah, they do.
So Brother Will is asking, what are the thoughts on guns long and small?
Oh.
Oh, boy. We don't want to get in trouble with Brother Elvie.
Yeah. I mean, a BB gun?
I mean, if you see some bees, if you see anything that will hurt you.
Wow, that's, yeah.
Shooting range to learn how to shoot.
Well, What about the BB gun? That's not as.
That would be useful for hunting.
What kind of bee? What kind of?
Which one?
Well, that's a good question.
Number one thing, brothers and sisters, but we gotta trust God, amen. But it's
a paintball guy.
Oh, there you go.
That's funny. Oh my gosh.
But,
you're shooting with paint.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Remember that when we are on the run, the most important thing is having faith in that God is with us.
And yeah, absolutely.
Now,
yes.
for the tribulation, I don't know.
Binoculars,
say,
she said. Yes,
huh?
I recommend binoculars. I do have binoculars.
Up
and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, Sister Consuelo, the gun. Oh boy, I don't know what to tell you on that one. I don't want to get in trouble with.
We don't have guns.
I don't have a gun, to be honest with you.
I don't know. I mean, it's for people that are going to be in the tribulation.
A net for fishing, you could put in the water.
A net for fishing.
Oh, that's another good idea. Getting a net for fishing. That's a good idea. Yeah. What were you saying before? Now I interrupted you.
No, it's okay. Paintball gun. Okay.
When
a paintball
gun. Like a rabbit or
squirrel,
make sure it's cooked thoroughly.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
So Olivia was saying that it's very important if you're eating meat, if you catch like a rabbit or a squirrel, okay? Yes, people, we're probably going to have to eat squirrels. I don't look forward to eating a squirrel. but what are you going to do? It is what it is. But
if that happens, you're going to have to cook that very well.
Yeah,
done.
Yes, you have to cook it well, you guys, because you don't want to get sick.
You don't want to get sick. Remember what happened?
Yeah.
When we were watching
you don't
that
want
video?
To get worms and whatnot,
yeah.
Rabies. Squirrel sandwich. I love that. Squirrel sandwich.
Okay, so we were, a squirrel sandwich.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
But that video that we were watching on YouTube, this guy, I believe a guy was eating medium well, a squirrel, and he got so sick that he died.
Oh, my goodness.
He
ate the squirrel meat rare.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like...
And it had rabies.
And it had rabies, and the man died. Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
So we got to be careful.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, what else do we have here?
A weather radio. That's a good idea. I got my first deer this year. Praise. Oh, really?
Oh,
wow, dear.
People, we have to have this.
Oh.
Handy.
Okay, Sister Carla just pulled out her handy-dandy.
This is a radio. This is a talking radio.
Yeah, a talking radio.
Definitely.
What do you call those?
You got to have this with your family, you know?
Yeah.
If you're on the run, you can talk.
Yeah, that's true. What do you call walkie-talkies? That's what they call them. Walkie-talkies would be a good thing to have too, as well, because to communicate. You won't. The cell phones are not. You know, everything's going to be down, so
and
you're going to need
batteries charged. And
batteries charged. Yeah.
And extra batteries.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So yes, brothers and sisters, I think we planted some seeds here. So. I want to wish you all well, and God bless you all, and stay strong and trust in the Lord.
And maybe we can all meet in the mountains of North Carolina. How about that?
Oh, yeah. There we go.
We got to have some plan B, brothers and sisters. Maybe we can all see each other.
Absolutely.
If you know any good place, I don't know anything about North Carolina. I don't know.
Just a little bit. I know that it's surrounded by three mountain ranges, so that's a good place to go running and hiding. So,
Yeah, we just gotta learn. We gotta find out the good places, you know.
Yeah.
North Carolina.
Oh, another thing, you guys, learn how to use a map because we won't have GPS. Learn how to use a map.
Map. Yes.
An atlas. I also have a road atlas because I used to love to road trip a lot, so I would get a road atlas, but. You know, getting a map, learning how to use that would be a very good thing to do.
And Brother Nancy's saying,
Shalawam.
Is that mountains? Is that like a place?
Is that a place, rapture ready, Shalawam?
If anyone knows, any good places in North Carolina, you never know. What if we meet someplace there?
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Up in the
somewhere
mountains.
In the mountains. I mean,
Sister Consuelo doesn't know.
That's a funny picture.
We have to. That's our job tonight. We gotta find out the good places there.
Yeah.
In the mountains.
Well, I know that Asheville is surrounded by three mountain ranges: the Smoky Mountains, the Appalachian Mountains, and the Blue Ridge Mountains. So it's kind of tucked in there. So. And it's higher up from what I understand. So so if there was a tsunami or something, you know, you'd be able to go up those mountains.
We
got to
pray and be led by the Holy Spirit. We got to ask Jesus where would be a good place. You know,
yes, absolutely.
To hide a place to be. Amen.
Amen. Shalom means peace or peace be with you. Oh. That's beautiful.
Amen.
Shalom. Thank you. And it's beautiful. It's almost like shalom.
Anything else, Nina, that you would like to share? Remember
putting your tents up in a dry ground place with dry wood makes you see the fire.
Yes.
And by spring water, not too far away from spring water.
Oh, okay. Not too far away. Okay, having a tent. Having a tent you want to be near a river, you want to be near some, but you want to have dry ground. Olivia was saying you want to be in an area that has dry ground, with some dry wood. Yes, because you need it to start the fire. You don't want to be in a moist area either.
Yeah, but by some spring water.
Yeah, but near some spring water, Olivia was saying. Absolutely.
And remember the videos was showing us to stay near the river? Like to follow follow the river if you get lost?
Oh, also, you guys, following or just looking at what the other animals are doing, like the birds. Where are they going to, or where are the animals going to find food is a good suggestion too.
Oh, for our pets? Our pets, if we bring our pets?
Oh, no. When, you know, how...
Oh, in the wildlife.
I'm talking about in the wildlife. We're in the wild. We can always just looking at where the birds are going to get their food or where the other animals are finding food can also help. So...
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
But that is why it's very good to have those the army food, you know, and those food that will last for 5 years, and you can get a
foods that last a long time.
Yeah, two backpacks of those foods.
Yeah, Carla's saying that she's got two backpacks full of those kinds of foods to feed the family. So, and they have a long shelf life, so that's a good thing. Excuse me. All right, guys. I think that's all I have for you right now. So I wish you well, and God bless you, and trust in the Lord, and remember to go to Him for strength and peace and shalom. Okay. Bye-bye, guys.
Right.
It was a pleasure. Okay, bye-bye.
Amen. Very good information, right? And God is going to be with us. Here you go, sister.
Thank you.
Everything is there.
God is going to be with us. Also, my niece was having had a dream that she heard a boy saying that we only had a few hours left. That God told her that, in an audible voice, right, that there were only a few hours left. And then that she was seeing that we were on FEMA camps. So we gotta pray about that God will help us to avoid those places. Amen. Because we don't want to be in FEMA camps. So in one dream that she had, we were going towards Michigan, and we got caught by FEMA. So, well, God already is letting us know, don't go to Michigan. So we back it up, right? Back it up. We're not going there. So that's why it's very important, my brothers and sisters, to ask the help of Jesus and the Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us. Because he can give us dreams. He can let us know where will be the places to hide and be. Amen. And it's getting so close, my brothers and sisters, so close, so close. So my brothers and sisters, anything that the Lord will give us again, a dream, a revelation, a vision, we're going to share it. Amen. Right now we need to be alert. Oh, my daughter is saying that my niece had another dream. What was that, Mija?
She saw recently
that her and her family, that they were heading towards Michigan again. Uh-huh.
For safety.
Uh-huh.
And a tornado was coming.
Destruction was coming. Uh-huh.
So they went with people to take shelter all the way in the basement.
They went with people to take shelter, and they went all the way downstairs to the basement?
Tornado
was so powerful that it ripped the roof off. Okay.
And it even ripped the walls off, too.
Wow, it ripped the walls off, too.
And that was pretty much it.
So that was it. That was pretty much it about her dream. Tornadoes means destruction. The meaning of tornadoes are destruction. There's nothing good about tornadoes, neither dark clouds. Yeah, those are destructions, and the Lord let us know through dreams things that will happen or things to avoid. To get that, and a warning. So it could be that. It could be for the event. It could be for on the run. You know, it could be also a family. It could be also a family problem or a family devastation. So tornadoes, I have learned through my years and my dreams or visions that I have had that they're not good, neither black clouds. So when you have something like that, ask Jesus. Pray to the Lord and say, I cancel anything that the enemy has planned against me in Jesus' name. Amen. And but things are getting very close, my brothers and sisters. Wow. We are excited at the same time because we're about to meet the Lord on the clouds. But at the same time, before that happens, we're going to go through some events. Amen. And that's why the Lord wants us to be ready and prepared, because the Lord loves us. And the Lord does not want, he doesn't want his bride, amen, to be not prepared. He wants his bride to be prepared in every way. My brothers and sisters, thank you for listening. Can I join tonight for a few things? Oh, sure. Yes, Brother Elby. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, Brother, please. Join in, please. I think that Brother Elvis asking to join in. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's asking if we can hear him. I don't hear you, brother. No, we can't hear you, brother.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Now we can hear you. Praise God.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. And great program, by the way. I'm listening. And, wow, it's really a lot of information. Thank you, Sister Olivia, Sister Denise, Sister Carla. Wow, that is a lot of good information. And we're thinking, wow, what can we add to this? But just because this morning or last night, the Lord Jesus, when Sister Carla told me about Sister Olivia's dream or revelation from the Lord, I don't know. I was in prayer last night, and the Lord, I've been asking the Lord for weeks now that I wanted him to speak with me. And so he actually did took me to heaven last night, and I was outside the wedding. There were, and the place I was, I believe I was like in the rear part of the wedding where there were trees and flowers and plants, which would not allow me to look inside the wedding. But as I'm looking there, as I'm standing there, Jesus comes out to speak with me. And he had his garment, his wedding garment on him. He looked so handsome, okay? And he came out to speak with me, my brother and sister, which to me, it was very, very, very exciting. God has given his army in heaven to be ready. And the first thing Jesus says to me is, as you have said on your program, okay, that the wedding is about to begin. Okay, the wedding is about to begin. And that we, the bride, are about to come in, which is exciting. It is exciting. My brother and sister, I didn't expect this to be last night. After coming out of the program on Sunday, I was so tired to, you know, to begin the week. And you know how we begin the week, my brother and sister. So I thank the Lord because it's a great encouragement that he wanted me to see him again, and he wanted to speak with me again. But basically, I believe he was confirming what Sister Olivia was sharing tonight. That's why as she was sharing, I felt like if I didn't come on tonight and share at least for 10 or 15 minutes to confirm what she's saying from the Lord, that this wedding, this departure, rapture of the Bride of Christ is about to happen, is about to begin. My brother and sister, that the bride is practically out of here. The bride is practically out of here. We know that we've been waiting for the revival, which is about to happen, begin. And in the 3 days of darkness, revival through the transformation of it, Jesus transforming his bride, my brother and sister. But I saw something amazing. In the millennium, I saw a woman having a baby, I remember. And I saw that she had all her clothes on. It's not like going to the hospital to have a baby. The angel came, and they took the baby out of her belly. They put their hand into their belly without opening the belly or nothing, took the baby out, cut the umbilical cord, boom, boom, and they were done. She had a baby. She felt no pain, nothing. So what I saw was a horse having a baby, and it was similar, my brother and sister. And what I noticed is as God's army was being called to get ready, my brother and sister, I can see people getting on the horses in heaven, my brother and sister. And let me tell you, oh, what a mighty army full of horses. And the horses were excited, okay, for the mighty army to ride on, to ride them, my brothers and sisters. And the horses were excited. I could see it on the horses. It was like the horses could understand. This is what amazed me. The horses could understand that they were going to be used for this mighty army of God, and they were excited for the army of God to come and ride on the horses and get ready to come down. My brother insisted, and I can see them as far as I can see in this part of heaven. I can see on the distance, to my right, to my left, the army of God running to get on the horse, and as they will get on the horse, they will take off and fly off. Some were running on land, some were taking off on the air. It was amazing to see all this happening. And when Jesus began to speak to me, he told me that, because we talked about this here on the Lord's Hour, and he's been listening. God's been listening to the Lord's Hour. Can you believe that? Because he says to me, he says to me, my brother and sister, that some are pillar. Some are chosen to be pillar in the temple of God, which is in Revelation. And Jesus was speaking to me about this. Some are chosen to be pillar. So they're not coming down. Because one thing is, my brother and sister, that those that are pillar for the temple of God, they're going to remain there, my brother and sister. Let me see if I can find a verse in Revelation, okay? Because, hallelujah, he wanted to remind me of this, because not everyone is coming down that are going home in the wedding, okay? And I don't remember saying on the Lord's Hour that everyone was coming down. I know a lot of people are not coming down, okay? And that those that are coming down are very little, my brother and sister, in regard to the number. But Jesus wanted to remind me of this, okay, that not everyone, hallelujah, are coming down. Revelation 3:12, him that overcome, I will make him a pillar on the temple of my God, and he shall go on no more, okay? He will go on no more, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which come down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. You see, as the Lord was speaking this to me in heaven, my brother and sister, that, hallelujah, thank you, sister.
Wow.
Hallelujah. To me, to the Lord, to God, this is important. And that's why I feel like, man, I know I was just on last night, but I need to give out this revelation, because the Lord wants his people to be encouraged for sure, to be focused on him, to know that you're coming home, that you might be worried, you might be concerned, you might be thinking, oh, we still got to wait years, when we don't have to wait years anymore. This is very close. Of course, we don't know the day and hour, but him showing me that the army, it's already been ordered to get ready. And when you read Revelation 19, in which I've been sharing Revelation 19, 17, and going back through the different book of the Bible, was share about the Lord taking vengeance upon his enemy. And Jesus confirmed to me this in heaven this morning, that what I've been teaching in regard to this end time army, this is going to happen accordingly, according to what his word says, my brother insisted. And so, because I have prayed before I came on Sunday that God will use me, that God will give me the word. And that's exactly what he did. He given me the word. Because we're supposed to ask him for the word before we share. And I opened my Bible, and the biblical proof and leading of the Lord was to those chapters of the Bible of God, my brother and sister. So remember that not all of you are coming down. So don't be sad about it, because I believe that's what the Lord wanted me to share. For what he was talking to me about, he had a good conversation with me, and it is not everyone is coming down. So don't get yourself depressed. Don't be thinking, oh, I'm going to have to come down to the millennium for 1,000 years. Oh no, look what his word said. This is his promise. If you are chosen to be a pillar for the temple of God, you're not coming down anymore. You're staying up there. Okay, and a lot of you are. According to how the Lord was speaking to me, a lot of you are. I know I'm not a pillar in the regard that I'm not going to stay up there because everybody showed me that he's going to use me to bring me back to the Great Tribulation to minister to certain people on the earth with other group of people. But not, the group was not enough. If we a sister was asking me, Brother Elvie, you said this time on the Lord Tower that will be about 6,000 people. You said going home in the rapture from the Lord Tower. Other time you said 7,000 people. People focus on the number. The number in reality don't matter, and I'm going to tell you why. Because, yes, it's from 6,000 to 7,000 people, but remember, I don't count the people. I'm giving you an estimate. We're never accurate in regard to the estimate. God knows the number. So don't get caught up. Don't let the enemy get you caught up on number. This is why we don't even talk about date or nothing like that. When, like the Apostle Paul said, you know the day. You know the day. Okay? And when we go explaining that, people focus on the day. No. Don't get caught up on numbers. Don't get caught up on dates. That don't matter. What God wants you to be is ready. Be right. ready yes. at any time, at any moment, mm-hmm. when the Son of Man will come. No man knows the day, mm-hmm. nor the son of the angel. The Lord mm-hmm. Jesus, I remember, he was asking Father that when would the rapture be? I mean, how soon it was? And the Father says, according to how I said through my prophet, and he appointed to me. And then the Lord in the throne of Father, remember what I've been speaking on the Lord's hour. Father points to my message, or the message he's been giving me to share on the Lord's hour to his own son, according to how I said through my prophet. He points to me. And like, I don't call myself a prophet, but okay. If God wants to call me a prophet, let his will be done. But I don't call myself a prophet. Oh, glory. The only true prophet is Jesus Christ, my brother and sister. And we are all his sons and daughters, and we serve him. Let his will be done. When we get our crown, we'll put it at his feet. We my brother and sister, we humble ourselves before him. And so this mm-hmm. morning, he's looking at me, look straight into my eyes, and I'm like, okay, Lord, praise you, Jesus, because he was kind of serious. Okay, and I'm like, did I say anything wrong? Did I do anything wrong? He looking at me. That was not the reason, because I was concerned. Did I say anything wrong on the Lord Tower that I'm not supposed to say? And then he points out back to my message. He says, "The what I have spoken of the your program," he says, and his program, but he says my program. I turn it back to him. Like take the crown, give it back to him. So his program, my brother and sister. So again, he deserves all the glory, and he was pointing out when I was talking about how near we are to being in that wedding. And right now we are so close people cannot even imagine. Okay? Yeah. Some people say, Brother Lee, but you said that the three signs on YouTube. Well, someone was asking me this week, those things can happen in an overnight. Overnight earthquake in California. Overnight the Easter tsunami and the water in Israel. Boom. That's it. It can take a day or two out of the many days I've been by. So what happened next? The Lord will change and transform his bride. The reason I believe after the judgment he's going to do this is because he talked to me years ago, over 12 years ago, that when the judgment come, through the judgment, he was going to get many backsliding ready because a lot of people don't believe until they see. And he showed me that they're going to see. This is the thing. That's why he had me come to North Carolina and speak to people here, through here, from here. Because he says that he knows that a lot of people have a lot of unbelief in their heart. But he showed me, don't worry about that. Don't worry about their unbelief. Because they are going to see, he says to me. And he showed me what they are going to see. Great judgment that will get it. All these people on their knees crying out back to God, my brother and sister. So worrying about what you're going to see soon, don't worry about it, because everyone will see. Everyone is going to see what the Lord is going to do next. Okay? And the judgment is about to come. My brother and sister, everything is so close now. People will be shocked how quickly things are going to happen. And, of course, people will have more questions of things are happening. And what I would say to you is turn to prayer. Turn to prayer. Turn to the Word. Mm-hmm. Ask the Lord. We will share as much as the Lord gives us here. We will share. We'll keep everyone alert or alerted to what the Lord is saying to the coming of the Lord and all this. Amen? Okay, so I think I'm done now. So I'll let Sister Carla now, if she wants to finish, my brother and sister. And thank you, Sister Carla, and all of you for bringing all the preparations that you need, because there's a lot of people who are going to stay behind in the Great Tribulation, and they need to prepare and to be ready. Amen. Shalom.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Albie. Wow. Wow. And you see, brothers and sisters, it is so close. It's so close, so close, so close. So we're gonna close, our brothers and sisters. We're gonna pray, amen. We're gonna ask God, hallelujah, to give us His strength through the things that are gonna happen, the things that we're gonna see, the things that we're gonna go through. We're gonna ask God, hallelujah, to protect us, to give us His strength, and to help us be ready. Help us to be ready. It's very important. That's like Brother Elby saying. Yes, we just gotta pray. To hallelujah, to be ready. The bride has to be ready. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this message, this wonderful program that we were doing tonight, Lord, and we're doing it for you, Jesus. All the glory and the honor to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. And thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for giving us the strength. We continue to pray, Lord, to give us strength and faith, Father God. In Jesus' name, we prayed. And for all these days, or I don't know if it's going to be days, weeks, only you know, hallelujah, Father God. Continue to give us strength and faith, and also help us to be ready, Jesus. Cleanse us with your holy and mighty blood, our soul and our spirit, and help us to stay also away from sin. Help us to stay right with you, and help us, Holy Spirit, and lead us. And Holy Spirit and Jesus, Father God, we love you so much. Anything that you give us, Lord, will give it to your people, will say it to your people when you give us dreams or anything, Lord, that you would like us to share, because this is your program. And thank you so much for being with us and always being here with us and protecting us, hallelujah, and taking care of us. Bless us all, our families, our children, and protect everything, Lord, that belongs to us. And keep us, Lord, saved. Father God, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray this. And we, hallelujah, give you the praise and the honor to you. Jesus, Holy Spirit, Father God, thank you. Amen. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters, Denise and Olivia. Hallelujah. They're saying, God bless you. Keep looking up. Keep looking up, because the King is coming back. Amen. Praise God. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters. And we're here, hallelujah, to share, to keep you posted. If anything that the Lord will give us, will show us, we will come here and we'll let you know. Amen. And stay ready, rapture ready. Amen. Shalom, shalom. God bless you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Will be reviewed and examined.
Imagine that. I see deep into men's hearts. Speak to the unrepentant and evildoers. Speak to the mockers and scoffers. Speak to the unbelievers. Speak to the murderers. I know you and your thoughts. You cannot hide from me. I am everywhere. I am all knowing. I am the beginning and the end. Now the end is before you. Okay, let me go back a little bit. Now the end is before you. If you did not choose to know me in your earthly time, you will have all eternity to consider your life as a man on earth. Eternity. I have called the humble and the meek. I have chosen the simple and contrite. I have the Holy Spirit, I'm going to cry here. To speak in man's words for your own understanding, as my ways are higher. Soon all voices will be silent. I am going to punish the wicked, evil doers. I'm going to bring the proud low. I'm going to bring the proud low. Before I pour out my cup of wrath, this is the best sentence, I'm going to call my chosen to me. Man's atrocities have spiraled out of control. I can't bear to look at the evil. I must cleanse the earth and rid it of evil again. Here we go. This is judgment. Okay, he never changes. You know what he did before. In the days of Noah, he says he's coming in the days of Noah, as it was in the day of Noah. In the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. He's coming for us. There's going to be judgment again, not water, this time fire judgment. So with that in mind, the common thread again is repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can read about that in Book of Acts, Acts 2:38. Now he even says in this prophecy is basically, and he tells you who it's for. Because when he says speak to them, unless he speak to the unbelievers, okay, there we go. He lists everybody. Speak to the murderers. Speak to the mockers and scoffers. He lists everybody who this prophecy is for. The unrepentant and evildoers. Imagine this, standing before him and the books opened and every single thing you ever did is recorded. It is. I mean, if you're doing things you shouldn't be doing, your hair should be standing up knowing this. Standing before our Lord, the books are opened, he picks your name, let's talk about blah, blah, blah. He pulls you up and every single thing you did, your entire life, every thought you had, he sees into your heart, he knows good and evil, every single thing, whether it's hidden, it's going to be revealed for you. Imagine that. Unbelievable. I can't imagine doing that. This is why I say you need to be repenting daily for sins. Here's me. I even review back things that possibly, here's me, if I forgot anything, please forgive me. Please bring it to my attention. Please bring it to my remembrance. You need to do this. If today is your last day, where are you going? Here's what he says here again. I mean, this is an awesome message here. All right. He basically says you're going to have all eternity to think about what you did. Okay, here we go. If you did not choose to know me in your earthly time, you will have all eternity to consider your life as a man on earth. How shocking is that? Can you imagine this? Scott is so awesome. Please, I hope you got a Bible and joined a Bible study if it's hard to understand. And pray over the Bible before you start and ask him for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We're at the end. Judgment is here. Judgment's been pronounced over the country, pretty much over the world. Judgment is here. He's saying what's going to happen next. Pretty soon the books are going to be opened. But before all that goes on, this was the best one. Here we go. Before I pour out my cup of wrath, I am going to call my chosen to me. Now, what I thought was interesting that he says in here, now think of this, that he's going to silence, the voices will be silent, and I'm thinking that is the watchman and everyone, you know, calling and saying, the Lord is coming back, Jesus is coming back. I'm thinking those are the voices that are going to be silenced. The voices are going to be silenced because they're not going to be here anymore. That's what I thought of. I got quickened as soon as I got that. Think of that. Are you going to be called home? I'm going to call my chosen home. Okay, the chosen. Those that are born again. He says exactly who his people are and who belongs to him. Born again. You must be born again. Read his book. Know who he is. Don't stand before him at the end of your life at Judgment Day and you're 85 years old and you never read his book. Imagine that. Imagine saying, geez, Sister Barbara told you 1,000 times to read the book and get a Bible. Imagine that. You need to do this. This is it. We're at the end. Judgment's pronounced over the earth, pretty much. You see the things happening one by one, boom, boom, boom. You see what's going on. You see the gospel being preached. You see it. You see the wars and the rumors of wars. You see all the signs that he points to, signs in the sun, moon, and stars. You see everything. Don't let another day go by without you having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You need this. You have to have this. What else did I want to mention here before I forget something? I can't believe all these prophecies. I mean, every time I get a prophecy, I'm amazed. We have so many prophecies out there. I can't believe it. He's giving us more and more and more time. We have years and years. Those people that are unrepentant, that don't know him, have years and years and years to get ready and to know him for what is coming and is here now. The end of the age and the coming judgment. Imagine this. This is it. We're here to see this, or possibly going and not seeing it. Pray you're on the going side. I said that each one will stand before me and the books will be open. I can't even imagine this. So have a plan. The top of the list of the plan should be to know Jesus Christ and be born again and have a personal relationship with him. Have a plan here in the country, an emergency plan. You see all the things happening. I'm seeing food not being in some of the stores. I belong to some of those food shortage groups, and they're showing pictures of the stores. Spring is coming. Have a garden. Plant your own stuff. I said this before. Every week when you go to the store, throw a few extra things in the cart for an emergency. Do it. You have to be prepared of what's going to happen. And the mockers and scoffers could say to me, eh, well, no, you don't. Yeah, well, guess what? He had Joseph in Egypt. He warned him about the coming famine, and Joseph prepared. So, yes, he does warn you and tell you. And he's been warning us over and over and over, telling us to know what's going on, to know him. You need to do this. Have an emergency plan, have a spare cash on hand so you can get out of town if you need to. You don't know what's going to happen. Like right now, I'm sitting here looking at the river going up and up and up, and I just heard all the ducks out there quacking. I was like, what is that? It was all the ducks out there quacking. They know bad weather is coming again. Stay prepared. How about that? I don't even have to look at the news. All I have to do is hear the quacking, and I know that there's going to be bad weather because the ducks are up here eating on the lawn down there. He prepares them. He lets them know what's going on. He's preparing us. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention, and I don't know if I can say this on here. So I'm going to, how about this? I'll tread lightly. Now, I have the electrician here, and those of you that are on the Facebook page probably saw this. The electrician told me that 5G was rolled out. A lot of things that were on the 3G, I don't know how things work, frequency or whatever it is, are not working. But here was the interesting thing that he said, and I thought we saw this, Sister Amber and myself, when we were going out. He said they're not actually building a lot of cell phone towers anymore. What they're doing, how about this, is they're putting the, whatever you want to call it, the apparatus, the 5G stuff, right in trees. Imagine that, and on the tops of buildings. Now, we were in one of the towns here in Wilkes-Barre, I think, and I was looking at this great big giant building. Excuse me. That was like the 5G stuff up there. How could that be up there? What are they doing? Yep. So they're not even building the towers. They're putting them on the buildings now. Then that made me think, of course, of all of the birds when they had that big die-off of birds and what was going on. Protect your family. I'm going to say this again. The devil's after your kids. Let your kids know what's going on, whether they like it or not. Sit there with them. I mean, my grandparents had the right idea when I used to go there. I mean, they were really, how can I put it, really religious. My grandfather read the Bible all day, every day, all the time. He's a really religious person, and he had the gift of, he had speaking in tongues. He had that gift. And he used to stand up in church, and then there was an interpreter that would interpret what he was saying. But there was nothing there for me to read. I think I mentioned this before when I was a little girl. I was always reading, reading, reading. That is what I did. He had Bibles all over. Guess what? I mean, if there's nothing to do, you're at your grandparents, those small and little cousins there, you're going to sit there. I did, and read the Bible. That's what I did. I read the Bible all the time, beginning to end, over and over, the children's Bible. Then I got his Bible when he wasn't reading and read all the red in there, everything Jesus said. Let your children know what's going on. And I said, get them off the TV. That is the worst thing for them, to be sitting there watching all of these things with the war. Shut it off. Don't let them see it. They'll be traumatized the rest of their life. Do it. All right, what else with prayer? Now, I want to thank everyone that prayed for my friend Patty. I was like jumping up and down. Well, if I could jump up and down better. She's not in the nursing home. She got a blessing. She got a healing. She's not in the nursing home anymore. She said she could walk with the walker now, which is fabulous. Thank you, Jesus. What else did I want to mention? Brother Dan was sick all day again, and he was at the emergency room. So keep him in your prayers. I went to visit my mom yesterday. Thank you for her prayer, for your prayers about my mom. The only problem with my mom, now she seemed like in good health there, but she was like really confused on people that passed away. But then she had a good memory, which I couldn't even believe it. She remembered my cat from the 90s of all things. I was like, what? She's like, well, where's the cat? Why didn't you bring the cat to see me? I didn't even want to tell her that the cat passed away like in the 90s. I couldn't say that. I couldn't believe she remembered the cat of all things. I couldn't believe it. So she's doing good. So as good as she could be doing in the nursing home, but thank you for the prayers for her. God is listening. Don't stop praying. That's why I say this every time. He's always answering prayers. He always answers my prayers. It might not be the answer I'm waiting for or you're waiting for. It might be the best answer for you. That's what people don't understand. Sometimes they get the prayer answered and they don't actually realize that the answer was not what they were waiting for. It was what they needed. How about I put it that way? He's going to give you what you need. Not necessarily what you're asking for. He knows what's best for you. So don't be frustrated and discouraged if it's not answered right away either. I said on certain things, I waited and prayed for things for 10 years, and then I got the answer. And I'll tell you what one of the prayers were. It was cute. Because when I was a single mom with a little boy, and I would go shopping at the grocery store, of course, I'd have a big list, and no money. So that was the problem. So I used to pray for years and years and years that when I went to the grocery store, I was able to purchase what I needed, that I had enough money for what I needed. I prayed that for years and years and years. Honestly, about 10, 15 years later, it got answered. Excuse me. I was able to get everything on the list, I told Brother Denny. He was like, yes. I said, I prayed for this for 10, 15 years. This is how God works. This is how he answers. So just because you're not getting the answer you want, maybe that answer isn't the right answer for you. So don't stop praying and be discouraged over that. All right, who else did I want to mention here? Our friend Michael, he still needs prayer. He needs a financial blessing. What else? Our friend Jean. My friend Timothy. He's very depressed. He needs prayer. Who else? My son Joseph, he's doing fairly good. No, he's still, I told you guys, he's still in jail for being an idiot and getting in trouble over and over with the bipolar disorder and drinking. So he's still in jail. And he told me that a lot of people there have that last virus that just went around. So there's still a lot of people and virus going around there. And what else did he tell me? He seemed in pretty good spirits for being there. I mean, of course. I made a joke, but it wasn't really funny. I said he's the only person that could be in jail, because he got in trouble in jail. But when you have children that have, I want to say, a mental issue like the bipolar disorder, I mean, it's just horrible. It ruined his whole life. I feel so bad. I pray all the time that I hope God adds some extra time on for him after I'm gone, that he has at least a little bit of a decent life in the end. All right, what else did I want to mention here? I'm just thanking everyone again. For all the encouraging comments under the videos. I mentioned this before. I'm going to do a prayer request. I'll put it up on God's List 7 Facebook, but you can put a prayer request anywhere, because what I usually do in the evening is when I go on the Kindle and I usually go through all of the prayer requests and look at anybody that had a prayer request and pray for you guys. Let's see, what else right now am I doing here? So I'm going to put the prayer request up. You can put one anywhere. Make sure you're still subscribed, and if you're just visiting, again, I said I saw like 400 new people. Welcome everyone here, and then thank you so much for subscribing. Make sure you hit the notification buttons, and please hit the like button so we have a lot of people that YouTube knows that you like us, and they don't take me down. What else? Facebook pages, you can like and follow there. I'll put the link there. Now, what I did last time, I think I put the Rumble link, one of the last videos up there, I put the Rumble link. So if something happens and we end up down off of YouTube, then we will upload on the Rumble channel. So that's there already, and I'm loading these prophecies as we get them. Okay, did I miss anything? Brother Dan's dad in the nursing home. At this point, it's not recognizing anyone. Well, I didn't recognize him on his phone call, but keep him in your prayer. I still feel like there was someone else that asked me about... Oh, I'm sorry. Of course. Thanks, God, for reminding me. Agnes, I pray for your mom. Thank you so much, Agnes in Poland. We got your postcard, and we're praying for your mom. I love you guys out there. Now, I didn't hear from... And I heard from Ivo. I saw you out there, Ivo, because I was looking for you guys that I didn't hear from for a while to see if you're okay. Now, my friend James on my Facebook page... I look for you to see if you're okay. So if you're listening, just put a note somewhere or send me a message that you're okay. I was praying for you. Who else was I looking for? Our friend Cynthia. I didn't see you on there in a while. I hope you're okay and in good health. We're praying for you. Put a note under there if you're able to see us. I think you were having a problem getting our messages. So if you're out there and you're able to see us, let us know that you're okay too. Am I missing anyone else? I think that's it. I'm not going to end up uploading this. It's going to be giving me a problem. So we love you guys. God bless you all. Thank you for everything. Thank you everyone that supports the ministry financially so we can help other people. Thank you everyone that sends us things through the mail. I always forget this at the end. All right, am I missing anything? I better get going here. God bless you all. We love you guys. And just make sure you're still subscribed and like and follow us on the Facebook pages. I'll put the link up there to the God's Holy 7 Facebook page. Have a blessed and safe day. We love you guys. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the God Solar 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. And yes, I'm back again today with another prophecy that I got straight up this morning from the Lord. let's see. Today is March 13th, 2022. Okay, now I prayed for the scripture to go with this prophecy. And this is what I got. Okay, we probably all know this, too. I'm in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, start at verse 1. Whoa, I didn't even say anything, and I have the Holy Spirit all over me. Now, pay attention if you see the light shining on me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Wow. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our Lord, to comfort all that mourn. Okay, that's it. I can't even say anything. I have the Holy Spirit on me so bad. Okay, now I reposted, look at this, I reposted Brother Dan's prophecy, get this, the prophecy he got in, let's see, 2012, we were told to put up in 2015, so I reposted that already, it goes with this message. God is awesome how he works. All right, now it's in my phone, so again, I might have a problem scrolling here. I mean, this is making my hair stand up with these prophecies. World events are about to take a sudden, drastic change. The stage is being set for the revealing of Antichrist. Whoa. Let he who has wisdom calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and the number is 666. All the earth will mourn. Wake up, children. These days will be shortened. There will be great tribulation that has, look at this, I have the Holy Spirit on me so strong. There will be great tribulation that has never been seen before. Pray without ceasing. The day of the Lord is at hand. Stand up for righteousness. Put on the full armor of God. Death and despair will cover the land. I can't even say this. The Redeemer is coming. Wow. Look at this. What an awesome God we serve. I'm sorry, I just have the Holy Spirit on me so strong. Okay, now, I have like hundreds and hundreds, I want to say thousands of new people out there. So you might want to look at some of the playlists that we have. Now back several years ago, I had an announcement that I had to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord until September 23rd, 2015. Now you might want to look at that. I think that's in our popular upload on the channel page. Look at this. Then I had another prophecy that started the next day. It was September 24th, 2015. It was the time darkness began. So you might want to look at these. Look at this. I have the Holy Spirit so bad on me. Okay, then the next thing I was told to do by the Lord was I was announcing the coming of the glorious kingdom and his majesty until April 6, 2019. And you can see all those prophecy messages up there. I mean, things are going to start going wham, wham, wham. I can feel it all over me. Look at me. All right, let's look at the Bible again. All right, what did I do with my glasses there? Okay, let's look at this. This is really important. When Jesus went, I think he was in the wilderness. He went back to the temple. And he went into the temple and he asked for the scroll, or he took the scroll, and this is what he read. He read Isaiah chapter 61, and he read this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, okay, and he stopped there, and the day of vengeance of our God. This is what we're at here, the day of vengeance of our God, the day of the Lord. My hair is standing up here, to comfort all that mourn. Get yourself ready. Time is up. I mean, I can't say it any clearer. He can't. Every prophecy, time is up. This is it. We're at the end. Let's look at this again. My hair is still standing up with this. I can't even say anything. I have the Holy Spirit on me so bad. World events are about to take a sudden, drastic change. The stage is being set for the revealing of Antichrist. Here we go. The revealing of Antichrist. If you know your Bible, you know what's going to happen now. Be prepared. Prepare yourself. Prepare your heart. Get your house in order. Get your family in order. I can't even say this. He's given us these warnings and the watchmen to announce all these things. Brother Dan and I were messengers. We knew we were messengers. We were called to give the message to repent. This is what we're doing. Can't even say it. of the Holy Spirit so strong. So we're called to repent. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can read about that in the book of Acts, Acts 2:38. You should be up now. And he says in here, wake up. You need to wake up, get up, run around, get a Bible, read it, and know what's going on now. This is it. We're at the end. I can't even believe this. All right. I don't want to go off now. I better end it here before I go off on a tangent and something else. What do you call it? Let's just say something supernatural goes on. Let's just finish it up here. So I want to thank everyone for everything you do for us and our channel. Please make sure you're subscribed and share the videos. Thank you everyone for the translations in the other languages. Thank you everyone that sends us things in the mail. Cards, books, notes, Bibles, all sorts of things we get. Supplements, clothing, jewelry. Thank you so much. Thank you everyone that supports the ministry financially so we can help other people. Please. I'm telling you again, get a Bible. You must be born again to enter the kingdom. We're at the end. Time is up. Antichrist is being revealed. Get your Bible so you know what's coming next. All right, better get going here. God bless you all. We love you guys. And have a blessed and safe day today. But please, 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 let your family know what's going on. We're at the end. Things are going to start going bang, 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 boom, rapidly.
Hello again and welcome to the Master's Voice. I'm Celestial and you are welcome to this channel. To old and new subscribers, you are very welcome. God bless you. Today I have a prophecy. This prophecy I received the same as the one that I put up yesterday. I received it March the 9th, 2022, which was just yesterday. And by the grace of God, I will be able to approach this prophetic word with care, because this is the type of prophetic word where no matter how it is delivered, it is bound to cause consternation. It is bound to cause wondering. It is bound to cause some kind of reaction in the human heart because of the content that it contains. I shared yesterday that the Lord gave me two prophecies at the same time in the morning of March the 9th, and one of them was a natural prophecy. That prophecy was concerning the rise of Russia and the fall of the United States, and I said that the other prophecy was supernatural, and so this prophecy puts me back firmly in the supernatural series that I am currently doing here on the Master's Voice. Before I go any further, please like these videos and please share them for the sake of this YouTube algorithm. That is the way that a lot of people are coming here. A lot of people are finding this channel by the sovereign grace of God, because as we share and as we give a like, it is not because the content is pleasant. Obviously, I don't think that. But it is because this is a good way to get this channel shared so that more people can come. And the cause for more people coming is not so they can come and follow Celestial, but so that they can hear the words of the Lord. That is the tagline of the Master's Voice End Times Prophecy Blog. Hear the words of the Lord. It is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking here, raising things that are understandable and sometimes not understandable, known and sometimes being revealed newly to his body, but also to anyone. Even if you are not a Christian, you are welcome here. As long as you have a heart that is open and a mind that is willing to at least listen to what the words of the Lord are. And so today's prophecy is not an easy one for several reasons. The topic is not easy. It is firmly in the supernatural, but also because whenever these prophecies involve me, whenever the Lord uses me as the example in these prophecies, I'm always less interested and much more reluctant to share them, because I don't know, that is just not my flow to share things about myself. But here we go. The topic is the iron mixed with clay, the mighty men. So before we even start, I'm letting you know that this prophecy is involving the fact that we are not the only people who live on this planet. If you are new to the Master's Voice and you've never heard this, we are not the only people who lived on this planet. there are other creatures here with us. And some of those creatures, they don't actually occupy our environment. So some of the creatures that I've been speaking about, such as these large and hairy beasts and dog creatures, dog mixed with man and wolf mixed with man, those kinds of things, some of them are naturally occurring, and then they live out in the further regions of wherever. I know for a fact that they live here. The Lord has spoken to me about them living here in the United States and how in the end times they will become so bold that they will even come into populated areas like cities and take people, eat people, and they'll be finding those mangled bodies. Some of them are made with experiments. So the Lord did show me one of these, a fully hairy creature standing upright that looked exactly like a wolf, except that it had human eyes, and I could see sadness in the eyes of this wolf when the Lord showed it to me, because this thing had the thinking ability of a person, and yet it was being kept underground and wasn't able to come out. So these are some of the creatures, but there are creatures in the sea. There are creatures that live in the higher places, like way up in the mountains, that will all make what I have often referred to in writing on the blog as a huge reveal, a huge debut. These things will be coming back. So if you're a Christian and this seems hard for you to believe, then you must just understand that when Jesus was leaving the disciples, he said to them, you know, I have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. And it's understandable why those men could not bear the revelations that the Lord said that he still had to share with them, because they were heartbroken that they were going to be losing a man who was their best friend, a mentor, a protector, and someone that they all genuinely loved. But what the Lord was revealing is that there are so many more things to this walk and to this human experience that transcend just being human. There are so many things that we really need to understand for our own self-preservation, and to deny these things is to say that you want to participate in risky business in the end times. To deny that there are fallen angels, to deny that there are demons, to deny that there are these demonic entities of a hybrid nature called aliens. That is the name that we popularly know them as, and that is the name that the Lord speaks to me about them as, and so that is the name that I use. And yet I have shared that when I see these creatures close up, I haven't even finished all the prophecies concerning them, I see sometimes that their skin is a very smooth but slimy texture, and then some of them have skin exactly like those snakes that are black. So there's a particular snake that is black that has a very close knitted flesh. It doesn't appear to have scales. That particular snake, I don't know what it's called, but it's black and it looks just like pricey shoe leather. That is what some of them look like. That is what some of these aliens look like. That is how I know, and I said that these things, they definitely are hailing, some of them, from the reptile kingdom, and they are made, not made by us people, but definitely engineered by someone. And this is all encapsulated in the phrase, the seed of Satan. So today's prophecy, I will just go straight into it. I haven't published it yet on the blog, but this thing strongly affected me, which is why I said I do not like to share dreams in which the Lord puts me in the center of the dream. I'd rather just a general prophecy, but I'm not picking and choosing here. It's the Lord who gives these dreams. And I will say that if the Lord had not spoken to me at the end of this dream, I probably would not be making it public. But he gave me so much revelation and teaching and gave the prophecy a professional name. Some of these things God shares with me, he doesn't give me any professional name, and that's how I know this is just for my journal. But he named this one, and he revealed so much that I really feel it would be cheating the people of God not to share this. And so here goes. It was the end times. It was definitely this time, and yet it seems to be a little bit further because of where I lived. I lived in a community that was, it was reflective of many different types of communities that were around us. So I lived in a house, and I've shared that sometimes the Lord simply depicts the whole earth to me as a house. I will find myself in some of these dreams living in a massive house. And I live in one room in this house, and in this huge house with literally thousands of people, it seems like everybody has their own room. And then God is showing me this prophecy that I'm giving you, Celestial, is basically going to affect the whole earth. So the prophecy of darkness that will come upon this earth, that is what I saw. I just saw massive buildings, huge skyscraper buildings. And I lived in a building, and there were other buildings like that. And so that's how it was. I lived in this wide sprawling house, and it was just a huge mansion with many big and airy rooms, very, very big. And I lived there with a whole ton of people I don't know. And every house had an administrator. And in the house that I lived, the administrator left suddenly. Either she was removed or she could not handle the pressure of running the house, and she quit. And everybody naturally gravitated to me and said, Celestial, you be the leader. And so I became the administrator and the leader of that house. And running this house was hard. This house was one of these, it was like one of these dystopian communities that you see in the end times. They always show it in the movie where everybody has to have a chore because things are not as modernized as they are now, where a single person can live in their house and they have a wash machine, or they have, you know, blenders and microwaves and things like that. This house that we were living in required a lot of grouping together and working together to make it work. And that is how I know it definitely is not this immediate time that we are living in right now in 2022, because you hardly find communities like that except with the Amish and things like that. So I lived there, and I was doing the daily rosters. I was assigning the chores, who's going to cook, who's going to clean. And that is how it lived. That is how we lived. And I wanted to have a baby in this dream. So I was not married and I was not with any man, but I was longing for a child. And so I decided to go to these fertilization clinics to help me. So I think it is these places where ladies get in vitro fertilization, so IVF. So I decided, let me go there and let me see if they can help me, because I want to be a mother. And when I went there, the procedure that they did for me is not normal IVF. Now, I have to admit, I do not know what normal IVF is, but I definitely know that it was not what happened to me when I went to this place. The doctor brought me this really big smoking test tube, something as big as this, almost comical, as big as this, and long, and it was so cold. The solution in it was so cold that it was making this smoky look like liquid nitrogen. And it was so cold that he had to hold it with a paper towel, so he couldn't hold the glass unless it would have frozen his fingers to it. So he brought it to me in a paper towel, and he was walking me through the procedure, and I was listening, and I was looking at the bottom of this test tube, because it had a little embryo in it, a little curled up, grayish looking embryo that really resembled a dead chicken. You know how when a hen sits on the egg for a little too long, the egg sort of begins to turn into a baby bird. And then if you crack that egg, you're not going to find a yolk and the albumen. You're going to find a little chick that should have been born. And so there was something like that at the bottom of the test tube. And then this man says to me, well, drink this and you'll get pregnant. And I looked at it and I looked at that thing and I thought, well, okay. And I drank it and I swallowed that thing that was in it at the bottom. And then he took the test tube and he patted me and he said, you seem healthy. So for sure you're going to get pregnant. And soon I went home, and because of the busyness of running this house, I forgot about the procedure and I forgot about what I had done. And I just threw myself into this brand new role of house coordinator, and our unit was getting along. And the reason I'm mentioning this house is because I saw a lot of insurrection come to other houses. And when the Lord spoke to me about this at the end of the dream, I will explain what the significance of seeing these houses were. So our house was functioning very perfectly, and everyone in the house seemed content. If we had any disagreements, we would meet in this big common room, and we spoke them out and talked them out until we came to working arrangements. But I saw that other houses were thrown into constant battles and wars, and these are the words that the Lord brought to my heart in this dream, so that is why I'm saying they were not having disagreements. The other houses were thrown into constant battles and wars. Many of the houses were overthrowing their leaders on a regular basis. So in our house, the leader was not overthrown. It is either that she was removed by someone higher than her, or she quit and she left because of the pressure. But in many of the houses around us, leaders were being overthrown. And if you looked out of the window, you could sometimes see these leaders begging at other houses to say, please let me in, please let me in. They had nowhere to stay. And so when their houses threw them out, they refused to take their orders and they shut their leaders out. And their leaders had to go and beg at nearby houses and say, please let me in. And I saw into these houses that there were so many breakaway sects within a house. So a sect would form here and a sect would form here and a sect would form here. And they were staging wars, literally inside the houses. They were separating into factions and staging wars against one another in the same house. And they would have running battles in the house, attacking one another. And sometimes these battles from inside the house spilled out into the outside property. And then we in our house were able to watch them fighting in their yards and on their property and in the streets outside. And so I saw into the spirit, the Lord showed me into one of the houses, and it was completely cut off with clotheslines. So you know, in some houses, especially out there in the rural areas, they don't bother with washing machines and whatever. They still hang their laundry outside on the line to dry. I saw into one of these houses, and the house had split itself into multiple pieces with clothesline, and they had separated into factions. And some people were holding the bathroom, some people were holding the kitchen, some people were holding, important areas of the house, like the master bedroom and the master suite, and they separated the house using light blue cloth. So it was light blue cloth dividing this house so that people who needed the kitchen, people who needed access to food could not get it. People who had managed to capture the master bedroom, maybe where they had the TV and stuff, could not get there. People who needed the bathroom could not get there. And it was such a difficult thing to see. And so while all this was going on, this pregnancy that I had taken was growing, but I was not paying attention to it, and time was passing. And then one day, a friend came to visit me. A male friend came to visit me, and I was so happy to see this friend of mine. And I said, oh, do come in. It's nice to see you. And when this man greeted me, he looked at me and he said, it's almost time now, Celestial. You'll soon be a mom. And I looked at this man and thought, oh, right, that procedure I had. But then I thought, how does he know this? How can a man of all people tell just by looking at me? Because the people I live with are oblivious. They cannot tell. So how does this man know? But anyway, he came in and we were talking one thing to another. And then being curious, I said, can you tell me about pregnancy? Because this man, not being a Christian, he was not a Christian, but he did have a girlfriend and she had had his child. And so this man had observed the stages of pregnancy close up. So he was telling me about them, and I was listening with such interest as he was telling me about this woman who had had his child and all the changes that happened to her body and her mood. But then again, he looked at me and he said, something is not right with you. Something is not quite right with you. Your belly is all wrong. Your belly is the wrong shape. And so this is just a dream. So please just hold your horses, because it's just the Lord depicting in his own way. When God is giving many of these dreams, he has a point that he wants to get across. And my job is to be true to what he showed me without being forced to edit it because I think people might be squeamish or this person might be offended. I'm not here for all that. This is a channel where I'm doing the Lord obeisance, which means complete obedience according to the best way that my spirit is led. And so if you are able to listen, then listen. And if you're not, well, you know what you can do. And so I opened my shirt the minute he said that. So I just opened my shirt and I looked at myself in surprise. And I have to say, and I'm going to be quite frank, this dream was extremely traumatizing for me. It was so traumatizing for me because it was one of those dreams where there is no clue whatsoever that you are dreaming. There was no hint that this is just a dream. There was no hint that this hasn't really happened to you. When I opened my shirt, what I saw on myself sent me into a tailspin of hopelessness and terror as an adult female Christian woman. I thought to myself, how have I come to this place? How is this what has become of my Christianity? I opened my shirt and right here from the throat up into my belt buckle was the back of an alligator. Whatever I had in me was manifesting itself and making me the mother to have the tendencies of an alligator. Just a moment, let me fix the lighting, please. I will describe as closely as I can, following the notes that I've taken from the dream, what happened. So this person said to me, something is not right with you, Celestial. Something is not right. Your belly is the wrong shape. And I pulled open my shirt. And the first thing, let me go in tandem. What I saw is that the part where a woman is pregnant, this part that begins to change, I saw that my belly was not in the right shape. It was banded about here all across my back with something that looked like Kevlar. So what the guys are using when they go to war, or what they use underneath their clothing to prevent the penetration of bullets and sharp objects, that bulletproof vest, my belly, this entire area, I was about 3 or 4 months. It was the same. It was the kind that you can still hide under clothing, and none of the people you live with will know. My skin was so plated, it had become armor plated in that area with an impenetrable wall of muscle around me completely. And then from here all the way up to my belt was the little raised bumps and markings that you find on the back of an alligator or crocodile. There was no mistaking this because I know the terror that I felt when I looked down and saw these, all this that you would find if you go on safari on the back of those animals. And it ran from here down in a stripe from right underneath my chin all the way to my belt. And I was terrified. It was my own skin that looked as if there was an alligator underneath pushing through. And I thought to myself, I knew instantly, this thing that I am carrying is Nephilim. This thing that I am carrying is other. This is no human baby. And I just felt despair. I felt the kind of despair that only someone coming to this realization with the knowledge that comes from God. You see, there are people out there who do not know that this is happening. They do not have the knowledge that comes from God, and I'm not going to get ahead of myself. But I, as a person who knew this, and as a person who teaches this, I was despairing. I was despairing in my heart to an almost hopeless level because I was thinking, Lord, how have I come to this? How is this where my Christianity has ended up, that I am the mother of this thing? And then on top of that, please listen, because the teaching in this will make this dream more palatable for some of you. On top of that, the logo for the Transformers appeared on my chest. Remember that this dream is not called A Walk Through the Park with Celestial. This dream is entitled by the Lord Jesus Christ, Iron Mixed with Clay, the Mighty Men. And if you want to know about the Mighty Men, you will find out about them in Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, where it is talking about the children that the fallen angels birthed with women. And it says, and these were the mighty men of renown. It means men who are famous for great feats, great works, the kind of man who can tear a lion in two with his hands, like Hercules. And so this logo for the Transformers, the head of Optimus Prime, to those of you who may know, the logo for the Transformers appeared on my entire torso in a ridge of raised skin. And so it basically looked like someone, you know, if someone cuts with a razor, after the skin heals, it heals in a raised ridge. It will not heal flat. Wherever skin is cut, suddenly it heals in a line. It looked like someone had cut me all here, creating the head of the Transformer. Now, if you can imagine yourself a female, all you're expecting is a child, and instead you're getting a hardened Kevlar tummy. You're getting an alligator flesh appearing right in the middle of your chest, and you're getting Optimus Prime. All these things was happening to me as this friend of mine was watching. And what happened is he said nothing. He stared at me, and I was crying so hard, and I began to, I guess it was just a desperate move, I began to try and tear this belly out of myself, which of course is not possible. But when I tore, my skin came off, and the first thing that appeared was a full color portrait of Batman, the superhero. Full color portrait of Batman. So I tore and my skin caught in my fingers and came off, and imprinted on my belly was a full color, I think it's Marvel, a Marvel head and portrait picture of Batman. And I said, no, 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 no. And I tore my skin again, and what appeared is a full color portrait of Wonder Woman when she's in the middle of warfare while flying, gold cuffs flashing. And I thought to myself, no, no, I was weeping in desperation. I tore at my belly again, and my belly turned round into the shape of Captain America's shield with Captain America's face in the middle of it. And I was hysterical by this point, but I did not dare to tear again in case Superman showed up or the Joker or whoever. And I was hopeless. And this man sat across from me, and he looked at me, and he said only one thing. This never happened to my girlfriend. I don't know what you're having. And I was hopeless. I was crying, and then suddenly the Lord, merciful God, he pulled me out of that experience, and I started checking myself with all my strength, and I thought, Lord, this kind of dream, Lord, this kind of dream, it is too real. I cannot tell that it is not happening. And the Lord began to speak to me, and I really hope that the listeners of the Master's Voice, whoever finds this video, if you've made it this far, please listen. The Lord said, this is not a vision of the future. This is a revelation of what is real. This is a revelation of reality. Women all over the world are bringing forth the Nephilim right now, children that perfectly conform to the ancient requirements of the mighty men of old. The superheroes that people love so much are being born all around you right now, and they will form the end times army of the beast. Now, as I go through this prophecy, I'm going to share from other experiences that the Lord has given me, things that I basically swore that unless I had to, I would never publish them. And